year, September 25th, 2024. I'm Alex Jones.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
We're in the quickening of the quickening, and soon it'll be the quickening of the quickening of the quickening of the quickening. All the big changes are happening right now, for good and for bad. Humanity is at a major flux point. All right, I am back from Pennsylvania. Got back yesterday afternoon from a very successful event with Tucker Carlson and Jack Posobiec to a capacity crowd of 15-plus thousand people. But we've got, obviously, insane news all off the hook. Total world government, total martial law, all coming out in the open. UN control of the Internet. Total insanity. New criminal charges filed against Trump. Democrats openly saying that anybody hand counts ballots, that's criminal, when that's what the State Department says is the standard of a free and fair election. We've got the deep state claims Iran seeking to kill Trump after Biden DOJ openly placed bounty on his head with 40 days out from the most important election in world history. And then when president is president-elect, the real craziness for 76 days kicks off. So we are live on this Wednesday transmission. We have a massive transmission and broadcast lineup for you today. We have the great investigative journalist from Muckraker coming on confirmed human trafficking of kidnapped children and where they are and what's being done to them. Exclusive video and more in the third hour. I'll be going over all the news today. Here's a few minutes from the Tucker event. We'll come back from break, join 300-plus stations that carry us at 6 after, and launch the full transmission. Stay with us.
They can dress up hate as love. Oh, that's love. It's compassion. It's caring. It's harm reduction. Really? Your kid comes home and is like, I'm a junkie. You're like, well, here's some needles. I'm going to give you some you time in your room to shoot fentanyl. What? You're going to chain him to the freaking radiator until he gets better. Of course, or do whatever you can to get that child off a drug that can and will kill him. You would never make it easier for your kid to kill himself. And that's exactly what they're doing. And then they're lecturing you about harm reduction. You're evil, actually. That's how I feel when I hear that, having lost a lot of people I love to drugs. I bet there's not one person in this room who doesn't know someone who's died from drugs. You think Josh Shapiro stays up late about worrying about that? No. He stays up late worrying that Ukraine doesn't have enough weapons of mass destruction to win some unwinnable war. You're evil, if that's your concern. So the only way you judge people is by the effects of what they do. You judge the tree by the fruit. And you can say, well, I'm a lemon tree. Bright orange, tart, but delicious with Diet Coke. I'm a lemon tree. Really? Because those are pomegranates, honey. Those aren't lemons. You're lying. You are not a lemon tree. Those are pomegranates. I know, because there's the fruit. You can tell me you care about the people of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, but they're dying of drug ODs, and you're doing nothing other than sending more weapons of mass destruction to some creepy guy in a tracksuit.
Do you know where the second shooter just came from, Tucker?
Ukraine.
He came from Ukraine, where he was a foreign fighter over there who had received training and then used that training to come here to this country to try to kill the one person who's trying to stop all of the things that we just talked about from happening. And he said, in order to do so, it is morally correct. He said it's morally correct. And then the DOJ this morning puts out a letter from this psychopath from Ukraine that says, even if I can't get the job done myself, there's a bounty on Trump's head for $150,000. And the DOJ, of course, put this out on purpose. They could have put that under seal. They could have redacted. How many things did the government redact?
It's a bounty on Trump.
They could have redacted.
We'll be back.
Well, the Nashville shooting, we just got... We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, September 25th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we are 40 days out from this referendum on liberty or tyranny. And Trump has said that once he's president-elect, he will be able to end the war. And he's put out ideas on how he would get that policy implemented, and I totally agree with him. The stakes could not be higher. All right. I am back from Pennsylvania with Tucker Carlson at what they called and what everybody said was the most powerful event yet. It was amazing being in a room with 15,000 patriots in an arena. The energy was incredible. And we could take this country and this world back together if we have courage and focus and are determined. Let me tell you what's coming up today. Obviously, a lot of people are tuned in because my phone blew up yesterday at 5 o'clock. And X blew up, and we trended the top of X and a bunch of other places because every major TV channel, every major newspaper, from Bloomberg to AP to Reuters to ABC News to the New York Times, Washington Post, ran with the headlines, InfoWars to close by November. And the way the stories got spun and the way it was put out is not entirely accurate. Now, remember, 12 weeks ago, I told you that they attempted to have armed security with no court order, the Justice Department, close this facility. And I said, I'm calling the police. You don't have any paperwork. You're not going to do it. And the security company they sent said, yeah, we don't do that. This is crazy. So they talked about another security company they were going to hire. So I had to sleep here. And I was on air telling everybody this. People were like, oh, yeah, right, sure. And then 3 days later, they had an emergency court hearing and said, we want it shut. And the judge says, that's insane. It stays open. I'm having a full hearing. That was a short hearing in 2 weeks. And so then on June 14th, he fired the U.S. trustee from the Justice Department. And he fired the CRO and said, you didn't have the authority to do what you've done. Yesterday, the federal judge overrode the Justice Department in Houston, Texas, and said InfoWars goes up for sale on auction November 13th. Okay? So people are saying, well, what's going on? When they talked about having this hearing last week about, oh, the feds are helping Alex Jones, they're blocking the sale of the company, I said, that's not what's going on here. And then people saw what the judge did yesterday, saying the sale goes forward, and people said, oh, the judge is being mean to Alex Jones. A lot of nice, well-meaning people. Members of Congress, senators, I mean, this was a big story. And in the process, yes, it's wrong that we're being shut down, but that's not what the judge is doing. So I will explain later in the hour, it'll take me probably 10 minutes from front to back what's happened, because it's historic and it's important to everybody. It's bigger than InfoWars, obviously. What's really going on? But as I told you back at the time, 12 weeks ago, I understand why it sounded insane. There's armed security here sent by the Justice Department with no warrant, no documents, no court order, saying, everybody get out, we're closing the doors. And I said, no, you're not. I'm calling the police, and literally stood there in front of them and slept here for at least 3 days. Other nights, I stayed up until 2 a.m. I said, they'll try to hire another security company and do it, and then they tried that. And I get why people didn't believe I was telling the truth. That sounds insane. Like Hillary Clinton coming out and saying we're going to arrest Trump supporters for their speech. Sounds insane they're doing it. Or the UN officially saying they're going to pass a treaty to end free speech worldwide. That sounds insane, but it's real. Sounds insane to have the head of Alphabet, Eric Schmidt, that owns Google, you know, all of it, come out and say we're going to use the UN and NATO against people's free speech and troops in America. To Stanford a month ago. He said that. We played the clip. Yeah, all that sounds pretty damn insane, doesn't it? Like 325,000 missing children smuggled in by DHS, flown around the country, given out with no paperwork in most cases, disappearing into slave labor and sex slavery. And it's all admitted in the Senate in hearings with prominent whistleblowers, high-level Border Patrol, and others. And DHS saying this is wrong. Hell yeah, it's wrong. And nothing's done, and Mayorkas laughs about it. Doesn't sound normal, does it? Hundreds of thousands of fentanyl deaths a year. Doesn't sound normal. World War III with Russia. 2 weeks ago, Biden greenlighting, raining high-powered missiles down on Russia. Doesn't sound real, does it? He authorized it. Hasn't happened yet. That we know of. There's been some huge explosions in Russia, but they're not saying it's storm shadows. Which Biden said at the time, I'm greenlighting it, but I don't want us getting the blame. As if we won't know who did it. So, this is an insane time to be alive. And so later in the hour, I will just go from the back to the end in a quick condensed form what's happening. But yes, InfoWars as we know it, with Alex Jones, the founder and the owner, 100% of it, will end on November 13th. That part is true. I blew my voice out screaming at the Tucker event. People ask how my voice got so deep over the years. That, screaming. I've screamed so much I've got like the voice of an old drill sergeant. Got the voice like an 80-year-old man. And I shouldn't have done it, but I got so excited and I screamed atop my lungs. And it's coming back right now, but it's a good thing I had took off most of the day yesterday when I got back from Pennsylvania, because I couldn't talk really. But it's back for now. So as I said, coming up, I will explain it all. And I'm already kind of explaining it, but I need to really explain it to people, because I tried to explain it to some of the crew who were great people, and I left yesterday, and I thought maybe they would just tell the other host. And the wonderful host didn't really understand, and they didn't say something that was really wrong, but it wasn't exactly what's going on. And I get it, because this legal stuff is very complex. But I will explain it as simply as I can, coming up. All right, so I'm done now there. Let me tell you what's coming up after that, or actually before that and then after that. Deep state claims Iran seeking to kill Trump after Biden DOJ openly placed bounty on his head. You're like, well, we've been hearing about this since like July 15th from you. Yeah, I said when they start hyping that Iran's got hit teams here, they're setting it up to kill Trump, blow his plane up with a surface-to-air missile or something, or a truck bomb, and they got their cover story. And I said they'll probably come out with a cover story that Iran's going to do it. And I said, when you see that, that means they're about to use high-tech weapons to kill Trump. Here we are months later, and they're beating the drum everywhere. So not good. The good news is Trump has come out and said, look, I know they're trying to kill me, and the deep state's obviously after me. And guys, I had that in my stack from Truth Social. I can't find it. Reprint me that. Thank you. It's my fault. So I'll be getting to that. And that ties into this huge story. This is the Washington Post. We told you about this weeks ago, but now it's mainstream news. Beset by threats of violence, Congress prepares for mass casualty event. That's all part of the COG government system. So that ties into the whole preparation for total open martial law that they'll call a civil emergency. We've got the global information straitjacket. UN proposes global AI watchdog to curb misinformation. And the attempts to shut us down as part of that ongoing project by the Department of Defense, Department of Justice, and the CIA, which are all publicly, even in congressional hearings, going back 6 years ago, saying they're working to shut me down. I can play the clips if you'd like. Or them in court admitting it. I mean, people are like, well, that's illegal. Yeah. So smuggling 325,000 kids into sex slavery and physical slave labor. Yeah, it's all as illegal as hell. The investigative unit of Stephen Crowder has released the fourth installment of the director of COVID response in New York, who's since been fired, saying, yeah, I took money from Big Pharma to scare everybody about monkeypox. It's really not a threat. We just make money off of it. That's criminal fraud. Really, nobody's died of monkeypox in the U.S., but we've got to get, you know, have emergency authorization for injections, and the U.N. declares a global emergency over it. Yeah, it's a scam. We don't even need high-level people to tell us that. We know that, but here he is. So we've got that. We've got this. Criminal charges, new ones filed against Trump. This time for his free speech, saying the Haitians are creating a crime wave in Springfield, Ohio, which is a fact, according to the crime numbers and the insurance company numbers. So we got that. Then we've got leftist Senator Ralph Warnock claims Georgia's hand-counting ballot rules subvert democracy, and so does Congresswoman Stephanie Murphy of Florida. And there's a bunch out there all over the news. Under the State Department rules, who's gone around for a half century or longer, 80 years, around the world, overseeing other elections, that they're open, they're transparent, you can ask questions, they're hand-counted at local precincts, those numbers are publicly published, they're at the precinct level, and that's all tallied at a regional, then a central system, so you can compare the numbers. And that's the number one rule of a free and open election, is you have that, and that ability to spot-check things. They're now saying that's not good. Be like they said, if you have a newborn baby and the mother breastfeeds it so she starts producing milk, that's wrong. Or putting gas in your car when it's empty is wrong. Put seawater in your gas tank, that's good. Saying, no, it's so evil to hand count ballots and spot check numbers at the precinct level. No, 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 you don't do that. To make sure the vote's in full of integrity and open, that's anti-democratic. So we've got that. We knew this was coming. They've got to attack the human labor market with red tape and bureaucracy to make it impossible. Then robots are forced to be brought in and replace humans. Chipotle, McDonald's, you name it, are starting to replace workers with robots to bypass California's minimum wage laws. Outraged Trump-supporting mom confronts and blasts school, we're going to play that clip, forcing 17-year-old to register to vote Democrat without her consent, claiming a Trump win would doom black people. That's right, they're brainwashing the kids that, oh, black people will all be destroyed if you don't vote Democrat, so they register you Democrat and don't even tell the mothers or fathers. Well, all over the country in blue cities, even in Alabama and Texas and Arkansas and blue cities, it's everywhere. They start telling 7-8-year-olds, you might be another gender. They tell them, but it's a secret. It's a special thing. They give them prizes, special parties, mainly autistic kids. And then they put them into a secret database with lawyers and bureaucrats and social workers, preparing them to be chemically castrated by age 9 or 10, or physically castrated, or their breast or uterus is cut off, and the women's forearms cut off to make fake, stinking, rotting penises that don't even work. I'm sorry it's so gross. It's the reality. So don't tell the parents that they gave you COVID shots. That came out across the country. Didn't tell the parents. Totally illegal. Don't tell the parents you're trying to transition the kid in your cult. Don't tell the parents you registered their kid to vote Democrat when they're a senior. This is a bum rush of parental rights and all our freedoms targeting our children, just like drug dealers target children with free drugs to get them addicted. That's usually at 13 or 14. They're targeting them at 7, at 6. They're doing transgender brainwashing in preschool. You see leftists all over CNN, all the big channels, hundreds of the reports I've seen. Oh, our baby's newborn. We're teaching him he's really a she. Screwing their kids up. It's a devilish, evil cult. So, that is some of what is coming up today. And we have Anthony Rubin and other investigators in studio in the third hour. They came on a few weeks ago and said they were going to release all this exclusive video. It starts getting released today, where they got from a DHS whistleblower 8,000-plus names of the 325,000 they admit that they brought in and disappeared. So they go randomly, you know, picking addresses out of the list. They're like, where's this little four-year-old girl? I just gave her to somebody. I'm not going to tell you. Knock, knock. Where's the 10-year-old girl? Usually girls, more controllable. I don't know. She was shipped somewhere. What's her name? I don't know. Well, where is she? We don't know. It's one thing to have the numbers in the Senate report. It's another thing to actually go knock on the doors. So that's coming up. All right, so there's a lot more as well, like shock video, suspected pedo, speaks in demonic voice, flees when confronted by predator poacher. I'm going to play that clip later and maybe get a few of the other clips that we have of demonic compilations of Democrats hissing and saying, I love Satan when we go out to rallies and things, and maybe clipping into that abortion doctor like, I love the devil, I love killing kids, oh, it's so good. Because this is the real deal. You go out and be around these people and confront them, whether they're an abortionist or whether they're a pedo, they'll start telling you how much they love Satan real quick. So that's all coming up. And then a big question I want to ask. Greg Reese asked the question, put a report out yesterday. I would have said, what will Americans do if they're able to steal the election? He said it as a foregone conclusion. What will America do? What will Americans do when they steal the election again? And they are digitally, by manipulating things and only sending out voter alerts, Google does to Democrats, and by having the dead people and illegals signing up to vote, and by bringing them all in and apportioning more Democrat seats in the Congress through the ongoing census program. Yes, that's all massive election theft. But we're talking about the mail-in ballots and the closing the ballot centers, the voting centers, and in the middle of the night, Kamala jumping magically. They're planning to run the exact same play again. Much of the fraud's already baked in. What do we do? Well, we don't get violent, but the globalists will probably stage some stuff and say we got violent or try to provocateurs some type of new January 6th thing, but I think we're on to that. So we should also open the phones up and war game that huge topic. So I've mentioned what's coming up. We'll go to break here in about 5-6 minutes. I will come back and I will tell you about, is InfoWars really shutting down? Because when you read the news articles and see the headlines, they are accurate in one aspect, but not in another. And then a lot of other things they say aren't accurate as well. So it's a big question. I've had hundreds of media outlets reach out wanting comment. I've not given comment. I will give comment to the audience and the listeners that actually care about this show. Because if I was to call Bloomberg or AP or Reuters and waste my time, nothing you ever say gets in the article. They just use it to act like they have credibility, so when they tell some lie, people think it's real. So that's why it's been years since I've given comments to the corporate media, because it never, never, never resembles what you actually said. And they just use you as a prop. Now, that said, before I get into the future of InfoWars, next segment, let me just get this piece in there right now. My bankruptcy is basically over. I'm Chapter 7 liquidation. And so even the New York Times had to admit a few months ago, turns out Jones had meager assets. Yeah, they said I had $400 million or $160 million or $360 million. They lied in the courts. They said I'd had all this money and I was this evil mastermind and I was just running all these scams and every guest that came on paid to be on. The Justice Department investigated that. It's not even illegal, but I don't know why they investigated it, but it's not true. We have sponsors on here and there, and we say, this is a sponsor. Like, it's very direct. Nothing wrong with that. Here's a water filter guy. Here's a gold guy. Here's a whatever. But they're just, they thought they'd put me in jail. They thought they'd find something. And they didn't. But now I have almost no money. And I have an arrangement with the current court-appointed liquidator, who's the trustee. He fired the last one, who was a political operative, obviously. Got caught doing a bunch of really bad stuff. To where I can bring in some sponsors and I can get some of that money. And I need that because I have to put on the defense in these courts, even though I'm not being given bankruptcy protection, that's been ruled. No matter how much money I pay, I can never pay it. So they just take everything I've got and then they just keep coming after me. That's fine. I don't care. Because I can still stay on air and work for somebody else and, you know, live my life. I won't have some opulent life. I really never did, so I don't care. I care about free speech. So the fact that they're hassling me and doing this just makes me want to fight harder. That said, InfoWars is about to be sold, and if somebody buys it, which there are a lot of folks saying they are, that is palatable to me, and I can, you know, do my own show and have editorial control and all the rest of that, then I'll be happy to work for somebody else, and so will the crew, and we'll stay here. And that's what we're looking for, and there's a very good chance that's going to happen. But in the interim, if I don't have money to pay for my bankruptcy lawyers and the Democrats are in there trying to take my name, saying they own my name, and real Alex Jones, that's a whole nother fight I've got to do in court. That will cost conservatively, because the enemy throws tons of money at this. They spent over $70 million now, all total the last 7 years, suing me and everything else. $70 million. That's in the court filings. $40 million just in the bankruptcy attacking me. We spent a couple million fighting him, and they sued my dad, too. He spent everything he had fighting him, but we held him off with like $4 million the last 2 years, okay? Well, they spent $40-plus million. Just top Democrat law firms, you know, attacking. The same ones go after Trump. Same ones go after Giuliani. Look how long Giuliani held on. Less than a year. How long we been holding on? So that's by the grace of God. So that said, I basically have almost no money. And I need just money to pay the lawyers, and we'll win one way or another. And then if we get a bad buyer and I can't work for them, this shuts down. There's a lot of folks want me to come work for them. People are reaching out massively. They're not going to shut anything down unless they shut everybody down, which is their plan. They're setting the precedent with me. So I need funds right now. Now, I haven't even gotten around to it. I'm going to set up a legal defense fund the next few days, get that going. But in the interim, if you want to keep us on air one way or another, now's the bat signal, like I told you last week, to go to thealexjonesstore.com. That's a great sponsor that supports InfoWars and is supporting me with great Patriot design t-shirts. Many of them I've designed. They're one of the top designers in the country. They take my ideas, make them even better. Thealexjonesstore.com, ball caps, t-shirts, they're designer. They're very high quality. They're printed right here in America. Thealexjonesstore.com. If you want to support me, go there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And finally, our outside sponsor, so that if they do shut down InfoWars, and right now it's a sponsor of InfoWars, but in the future, they're going to be able to help, obviously, with whatever has to be done to set up a new operation quickly. That will take money. So TheAlexJonesStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com, my dad's supplement company with the Nano Silver, the Next Level Financial Energy, a lot of other stuff. You notice most of the stuff on there is sold out because we're up against the wall. It's got a bunch of products the next few weeks coming in. But we are literally up against the wall. So I need you to go to DrJonesNaturals.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com right now and support us if you want us to continue on. I am literally in your hands. I'm up against the wall. I've survived a lot of times. I got 9 lives, but only because of your support. You're my 9 lives. Hand me the ball. Support me now.
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller years ago. We've updated it and brought it back due to you. Or demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine's literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well because the left's always acting like they're the mavericks. They're the trailblazers. They're the outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance. And I'm voting for the outlaw. Fight the tyrants at point blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com. Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful body's formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Body's is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I've been on air 30-plus years, and for at least 25 years, I've had gigantic audiences of amazing Americans and others that care about freedom. And the FBI, the CIA, the Justice Department took an interest in me over two decades ago and has tried countless times to set me up, put me in prison, but I'm a pretty straight shooter and don't have a shorted life, and I'm not involved in anything corrupt. I'm just basically a Boy Scout. So they've had real problems doing that, though they're behind the scenes, we've confirmed, right now trying again. They have to understand that isn't really about Alex Jones. It's about all of you. Obviously, they're going after the American people in general. And they're all over the corporate news saying, we want to outlaw MAGA. We want to re-educate the Trump supporters. We want to target them with Homeland Security, which they've been doing. Now, if you think rolling over to them is a good idea, you're crazy. This is cancer. These are tyrants. They're in the wrong. And most of the people in the agencies under them are demoralized and don't like what's happening. I can tell you. So it's not the government that's our enemy. It's that the government has been hijacked. So I'm going to respond exclusively here to the huge news story trended top of everywhere yesterday and today. It's it. InfoWars to close. November 13th. Well, is that really true? I'll explain in a moment. But they've tried to really demonize me as the archetypal populist because that's what they fear. And if they can demonize Alex Jones and silence me and create a straw man and steal my identity, which they're trying to do in court, saying they own my name, which is not in the federal law, obviously. You can't own somebody's likeness or their personality, that they own real Alex Jones. That's in court right now. But if I don't go fight it with top copyright, trademark, free speech lawyers, which I have hired and am doing, they will take it and use that as a precedent. So that's why I need your support. Because I've been picked as patient zero, as they've said, to shut me down. Then we can shut all the other disinformation operatives down when they're the disinformation kingpins, not me. So that's why Tucker Carlson understands celebrating Alex Jones isn't about celebrating me, the person, but the demonized image they've created so that if the public will accept demonizing somebody that didn't do what they said he did, then the precedent's set for everybody else. This is so important. We need to stop running away from the New York Times or CNN attacking us. We need to run towards it because they're the bad guys. If you're not being criticized and attacked by these people, then you're not doing your job. So I'm going to break down each piece of this story, what's true, what isn't, because, again, it's historic and it affects everybody. And then I'm going to tell you how to ensure that we stay on air and the enemy isn't successful. But then I'm going to give you the bad news, and I'm going to explain to you that they're intending to bring in the internet kill switch. What does that really mean? That doesn't mean everything's turned off. It means you only get government and approved corporate voices. That is the official UN plan, the official CIA plan, the official Democrat plan. That's what they've been pushing and setting up. They're in panic mode. They're losing right now. And so they're going to try to implement this. And the question is, what will the crises or group of crises be to get that done? And we have all the preparations for martial law and civil unrest and COG. If you don't know what COG is, you need to learn. I'll be talking about that after I break this down. Because it is all interconnected. Just like 12 weeks ago when the Justice Department, the U.S. trustee, appointed by the court, but the court removed him. It's just a rotation system. But no one would take the job, so it kept rotating, and they would all say, we're not going to take it. And then finally one popped in that would. And he was one of their operatives and got caught. And people, again, heard, what, without a warrant, without a court order, they're trying to close your doors? That can't be true. And then days later, they admitted it in court. People went, whoa, that's crazy. Yeah. You think I'd get up here and say they're here trying to shut us down without a warrant and lie? My career would be over. Everything I do is about trying to tell the truth and get it right. And I still make mistakes sometimes, but I sure as hell don't lie to you on purpose. Good Lord. I want to be tomorrow's news today. I want to be accurate. I'm not trying to lie to you like CNN does. I bust my ass trying to get it right. So when I tell you what's going on, folks, as crazy as it sounds, look around you at how crazy everything is. And I said 12 weeks ago when this first started, I freaked out on air with Laura Logan. And I said, listen, Laura, everybody's, oh, Alex, we're so sorry for you. It's okay. And I'm like, no. They're going to get ready to kill Trump. They're getting ready for martial law. They just see me as the target they keep hitting first that hasn't gone down yet. And they're obsessed with it because I've got their number. And I'm telling you, they're about to try to kill Trump. She called me a few weeks later. And she goes, oh, my God, it happened just like you said. Yeah. I'm not worried about me, people. It's coming down on everybody. Trump doesn't just say, they're not after me. They got to get through me to get to you. That's happening. And I know you know that. But did you get a chill when I just said that? Because you should have. You better take this serious. We are weeks away from total martial law, frickin' nuclear war. They're digging in. They got all the bunkers ready. I told you months ago, the expert emergency manager has a huge company. That private corporations, state governments, local governments, and the feds are digging in for martial law. Now it's in the damn news. You think they're getting ready for all this for no reason? You think they're foaming at the mouth to get me off air just because they don't like me? They know that I put out the first analysis that gets picked up by everybody else. And thank God. It's gotten to the point now where I used to be the guy that figured out what was happening 90% of the time. And now it's only half the time. All the time I see somebody break dead on analysis before me, understanding the perspective, the enemy operation, the deep knowledge, and I just go, oh, this is so good. And I immediately magnify what they're doing, because if we're going to beat the enemy, what do I have to become? Obsolete. You think I want to be the one 90% of the time that was kicking their ass? You think I want to be the one that figures out what they're up to? Do you have any idea how dangerous that is? I don't want to die. I'm not doing this because I'm some hero, badass guy that just wants to be a martyr. I want to die an old man with my great-grandkids around me. I want to have grandkids. I want to go fishing. I want to go hiking. I want to go enjoy life. I want to spend time with my family. I don't want to die. But I'm doing this because where the globalists are taking us is so dangerous and so out of control, we're all going to be dead or wishing we're dead if we go down this course. I've got to risk my life. You think I want to take on the Justice Department? Bunch of psychotic criminals at the top? You think I want to put my family in this position? But my family's told me, keep doing it. Despite all the harassment, it's made them even stronger, backing me. And I don't spend my time up here telling you what they've done to my family. It's disgusting. It's ongoing. It's ridiculous. And they want to send a message to everybody else. You stand up like he did or Trump did, we're going to ruin your life. You're already ruining our whole damn world, you psychos. And I can't take it rolling over. I just can't get on my knees and lick your boots. I can't do it. All right, let me get into what's happening with InfoWars. But I'm going to say it again. It almost feels sick to be talking about what's happening to us when I've got all this other news that I'll get into in great detail. But it's part and parcel of it, so I am going to cover it. And I do want to stay on air, and I don't want them to win. But I've been telling you for weeks they're about to sell it, and people are like, oh, really? People had crews say, really? All I've done is steer you straight. So I'm totally immersed in this. I know exactly what's going on. I know a bunch of stuff I can't tell you about. Because there are a lot of people in the system, it's like Fight Club, that don't like what's happening. That's why I keep knowing what's coming before it happens. That's why the enemy's so freaked out. Because there aren't just whistleblowers in government corporations. There's people behind the scenes giving people the data. How do you think we found out in Michigan they set up those militias? They were totally innocent, just pothead kids. And everybody got the files and data that the FBI set everybody up. We got it from inside the FBI, folks, people that are sick about this. It happens constantly. And there's going to be a lot more of it. And that's why the system's got to sew it all up right now, because there are a lot of good people in the bureaucracy that are pissed. And the smuggled, kidnapped kids is their line in the sand. They're done. And Trump is getting ready to go in and just remove the bad leadership and just pack it with patriots. And that's why the globalists are crapping their britches. All right, let me play a few minutes of Tucker's introduction, because quite frankly, I want to refocus here and come at you hard with a special breakdown here in a moment. Plus, this needs to be seen. I've posted the full Tucker, Posobiec, Jones portion, because they had like an hour and a half of cool stuff before Tucker came on. But the second half of his almost four-hour event, three-and-a-half-hour event, is up on Real Alex Jones on X. We'll post it on the live show feed at InfoWars.com. About 96 minutes. But here's a few minutes of the intro. Here it is.
Alex Jones, in the summer of 2001, said, you need to call the White House right now because planes are going to hit the World Trade Center and they're going to blame it on Osama bin Laden. He said that. I've seen the tape. You can look it up. Why didn't the U.S. government call Alex Jones and say, how could you have known? Clearly you're a prophet of some kind. We need you in this global war on terror because clearly you can see things that nobody else can see. That's incredible. Have you even met anybody who's predicted something like that? No, you haven't. Like, I've never met anyone. I've met everybody. I've never met anybody who did anything like that. But instead of celebrating Alex Jones for making the most unbelievable call in the history of the news business, they set about, the FBI sets about trying to destroy him. And so begins this incredible saga of lies about Alex Jones, which you probably all heard about. I'm not going to relitigate it, but that was the FBI that did that. And they try to bankrupt Alex Jones. They try to put Alex Jones in prison. Why would you put the guy who called that in prison? This guy is clearly on the side of the United States. He's trying to help our country. So that fact, if there's only one thing you know about Al, everything I said is 100% true, by the way. I'm not guessing, but this is a fact. If there's one thing to know about Alex Jones, it's that. And on the basis of that, I will always believe and I will always say in public that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met. And so I am proud to have him. Not having him here because it's like naughty. Ooh, Alex Jones. It's like, no. I'm proud to know Alex Jones. I'm proud to know the person who tried to warn the country about the worst terror attack in our history and was persecuted for it. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones.
Whole thing's up on X, Tucker Carlson and InfoWars and Alex Jones and all the rest of it. But moving on from that, we've got some excerpts that are pretty informative we'll get to later. But let me get into the big topic people are tuning in for. Obviously, a lot of new people. Is InfoWars going to disappear after the auction on November 13th? And the answer is yes. Alex Jones, me, the 100% founder and owner of it, in an LLC many years ago, in the late 90s, I didn't have InfoWars the first few years, first 4 years or so, will no longer be owned by me. And then all the billion-plus dollar fake debt from the show trials, that'll still be on me. They'll still harass me. That's fine. They said they didn't want money. They didn't want to settle. They said, we want to hurt Alex Jones. They told the New York Times, Washington Post that back at the time. They said, oh, great, the judge is going to close him on the 14th of June. Judge didn't do it. Judge fired the people that did all the attempted shutdowns and Justice Department vigilante behavior and just all the rest of it. And so a new trustee came in that the judge just had and was there, named Chris Murray, and he has the name of being very fair and just doing his job. And I said, I'm going to declare full Chapter 7. I'd already been in 11. I was already doing liquidation. But I said, just that way, InfoWars, that is a asset of Free Speech Systems. Free speech goes on with the debt, and that's on me, according to their fraud. But InfoWars, the site and the building and the, you know, the equipment and the crew that hopefully stay with that, with the new owner, would continue on. And that's because if the judge kicked it out, it would go to the state court, and the judge that ran the show trial here in Texas, Judge Guerra Gamble, and she had said, and already put an order out until the federal judge blocked that, this is again a few months ago, that she was going to send the sheriff's department in here to padlock the doors. Because, again, they don't want it to keep going and even get money. They've said, we want to silence him. I play those clips many times. If you don't know about it, just look it up. Our job is maximum pain. Our job is to silence him. Our job is to not let him be able to speak. Our job is to then silence everybody else like him. I've got them in Connecticut saying it. I've got them in Texas saying it. I've got them on the national news saying it. The lawyers. And that's the next thing. When you hear Jones to sell his company to pay the Sandy Hook families, there's almost no money here. They didn't want an agreement to pay and then leave us alone and move on. They wanted to keep engaged with me to try to shut me down wherever I go. That's their admitted plan. They want that standing to harass me and stalk me. Not the families. They're just the people that are manipulated into this. But the Democratic Party, the FBI that had testified in Connecticut, that they started the whole thing. They put the general counsel, the head of the FBI, lawyers, on the stand saying he created it all. He went and organized the people. He got the lawsuits. He did it. They had the judges default me, find me already guilty, have show trials. They asked for $2.76 trillion, the GDP of India. The judge said, no, you only get $1.5 billion. That doesn't exist as a message to scare people. The great and powerful Oz yelling at you that there's nothing you can do. But all Toto's got to do is pull the curtain back. So, in the next few weeks, people have to go in to the bankruptcy court, and there's a procedure for it. They have to get qualified as a buyer. It's like if you're going to buy an expensive house, you got to go get qualified with credit. You have to get into the bidding process. And then you've got to, on the day of the auction, November 13th, it's digital online, you have to then bid, and it's a reputable group, But something like this, who knows whether the good bidders will get blocked out or something, and so they won't be able to bid and somebody else gets it for nothing. That's why we've got a lot of plans and things behind the scenes to make sure it's all fair and to make sure actual people are there at the place where it's being digitally run so that it's all being watched. And so there's telephones and people that are certified and ready to get bids in over whatever happens if they shut the bidding down or hack it or denial of service attack it. And that stuff always goes on. Elon Musk put up a poll about me with 50-something million respondents, should Alex Jones be brought back? And they later admitted it got DDoS attacked, and they tried to shut the poll down. But it closed with 89% saying, bring me back in, and so Elon brought me back on. But anything we do will be hit by the CIA. So barring that, there are good groups and people I would work with that are going in to try to get the company. I would say it's about a 70% chance that good folks buy it and we continue on and don't have to work for another group separate from them and set up equipment and do all that stuff. But regardless, there's all these big studios, all these big companies. I would just get on an airplane probably and just go to one of these big studios where they're ready to whatever. And it'll just be a bigger splash and blow up in their face, quite frankly. That said, I don't have any money. And so I need money in the next month through this whole process, a month and a half, up until early November, the next 40 days, just like the election, 40 and change, I need to have money for these lawyers that are top free speech, IP lawyers, intellectual property lawyers, all that, and others to make sure we're fully represented. Or in this process, they say they own the name Alex Jones. They say in their filings, that's the Democrats, that they own real Alex Jones, which is in the law preposterous and insane, but you've got to challenge it or they'll create the precedent. So that's where we're at right now. And they think by attacking me and doing all this, it'll make me give up because they just don't quit attacking. It only makes me fight harder. And if you fight harder, we're going to win this one way or another. So it is my intention, whether a good buyer is able to buy InfoWars, keep the crew working there, or an outside group separately sets up something, to have the crew be able to just basically step into whether InfoWars continues with a new owner or under a new system, to have that. And I haven't spent much time messing with that yet, though we're going to start doing it and start looking at those backups. And once we do that, even if InfoWars survives, whoever the new folks are we're going to work with, I'm not going to screw them over. They'll just be augmented and part of whatever organization comes out of this, and we'll just be stronger and bigger and more versatile and grow different legs of the stool or different heads of the Hydra. So that's where we are on that front. But to explain what's happened, they tried to, they rigged the court cases, they sued us. They said they wanted to shut down. They tried to find criminal stuff I'd done to put me in jail. That was admitted. Had the Justice Department go over thing with a fine-tooth comb for 2 years. Outside accounting firms came in. The IRS audited us. All this, nothing was found except that we'd overpaid taxes, and I got a $4.3 million tax return last year. And because of the bankruptcy, that went right into the whole court system. Fine, but didn't go to run the operation. So all they found is I overpaid taxes. So they just keep looking, though, where they can find something to twist into something bad. But I can have a clean slate and a good heart about it, so I'm not worried. It's all in God's hands. I feel good about it. But if they're going to set you up, that's what they do. So I knew what I was doing when I got into this years ago. But I was taking on pure evil. Need your prayer. Need your word of mouth. Need people to value the shows, the reports, the things we do. They want us on air talking about this instead of all the big news that we break and that others then tune into and listen to and then basically do their own research and augment and expand on. So that's why I'm not going to talk much more about this today after I'm done here. But they tried to shut us down, tried to close the doors 12 weeks ago, then tried to shut us down on June. They wanted us to close. They didn't want even it liquidated. They didn't even want the money from it. The judge said no. Then the Justice Department came out last week and said we're trying to block the sale because they don't want to even have to bring in their globalist bidders to even try to get it. They don't want who those bidders are to be known. So they would rather it just be closed. The judge yesterday in the hearing said, no, I'm not doing that. I'm letting the sale go forward, overrode the Justice Department again. And now we have a shot of a good buyer getting it. And the media, again, spun all this that, oh, the Justice Department's helping Jones, not letting it be sold last week. That wasn't right. People are like, well, why is that happening? And then people this week are like, oh, the judge is the bad guy letting the sale go forward. No, that's the only avenue that we have to continue this on with the choices we have. So the judge, I would not say, has done anything for me. He let my debt be non-dischargeable, even though the law was pretty clear that that wasn't the case, so that even though I gave everything up, I still just own the debt forever like an indentured servant. But he has done the right things on this. Out of all the evils, he's done the lesser of them. And so that's the reality here. So here's the headlines. Judge to approve auctions liquidating Alex Jones InfoWars AP. Tragic InfoWars be liquidated and auctioned off to help pay San Diego families. No, they didn't want money. They want it closed. Alex Jones InfoWars show likely to be shut down in months. NPR. Alex Jones InfoWars will be auctioned off to pay San Diego families. New York Times. No, they don't want money. They want it closed. They've said that on the courthouse steps. It's not families. It's the CIA. It's the FBI in control of it. Roger Stone says he's putting together a group to buy it and then put Alex Jones in to run it. I haven't even talked to Roger about this, but if Roger wants to go with some group and outbid the other people, then, you know, I would definitely work with those guys. So that's what's going on. And it's quite the event. I will just say this again, as I said 30 minutes ago, I'm out of gas. I've got very little money in the bank since I went through Chapter 7, and I need money to hire lawyers and complete this. So we can win this, but I need you to go to our sponsors because I actually get some of that money, and then I can actually use that to their sponsors. They pay InfoWars, but there's also, you know, the fee of me cutting the ad and the endorsement fee. So that's why you've seen three or four new sponsors here. And even the amount of money they're bringing in after I pay free speech the majority of it, it's not a ton of money to fight this fight. So I need you to up the amount of sales we've got at thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com, incredible T-shirts. You'll know you stood with the Republic at a critical time. They get the word out. They're amazing. They're super high quality. Ball caps, you name it. Thealexjonesstore.com. Also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's not a free speech company, though they pay free speech and they're a sponsor. And that will be key for us as a sponsor going in the future and to support the legal battles. And my dad has his own being targeted by the system. So if you want to help us and get great products, go to drjonesnaturals.com. Incredible supplements, super high quality products, drjonesnaturals.com. If you want to keep us on air, that's what you do. Now, it's in your hands now. It's up to you. Thank you. Want your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today? It's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. You can enter for free by putting in your email, or when you buy great T-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products that fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back, hour number two. All right, I just spent 30 minutes or so of the last hour breaking down the future of InfoWars, which is really an archetype and a canary in the coal mine for everybody else. And there's just a few final things I want to say about that, then I'm going to move on for the balance of the broadcast with all these incredibly key subjects of how we're being brought into civil emergency martial law right in front of our eyes 40 days out from the election, as I said they would do if they were going to go with this. Decades of preparation by the deep state to make their move. If we're just aware of it, we can stop them. And I know it's scary to take these people on, but if you knew history, and I know a lot of you do, and if you understood where they want to take us, it would take mindless, idiotic courage to do nothing because it's going to be so horrible. It's not courage fighting them. It's self-preservation. I want to explain that. So people call and say, oh, you're so great. We love you. Well, I love you too, but I love you because you love God and you're awake. We're kindred spirits, but I'm not doing anything that I shouldn't be doing here. It's like if the boat's sinking and there's holes in the bottom of it, I'm trying to plug the holes. I'm not being a hero. We're going to sink. Here's a few minutes of the Tucker Carlson event, because some stations don't carry this segment. I want to address everybody when I come back with the big news. So here it is, and we'll be right back.
I don't know how all this is going to end, but if they want to fight, they better believe they've got one.
It just makes me laugh. Alex Jones, so controversial. Love God, love America, love freedom. Oh, you're so radical.
and Tucker, Alex, the one thing I always give Alex props for that no one ever gives him credit for, Alex Jones has stood against war for 30 years every single day of his career.
Do you feel that the hope that in the end there's victory? Do you really feel that?
Barring the globalists starting a nuclear war. But then they'll still get beat in that process. Those of us survive will dig them out of their holes. Their bunkers will be their tombs. But other than them trying to start World War III, which we're very close to, other than end of the world stuff, our trajectory's victory. All over the world, populists are winning. All over the world, the incumbents are getting thrown out. All over the world, I mean, you go to a comment on Instagram where they even try to censor. And Bill Gates does an interview, and there'll be 20 million views, and I'll read for an hour and can't find one person that isn't exposing him. Klaus Schwab had to step down as the head of the WF. The globalists are hated. They just had their big Davos meeting earlier this year about getting trust back, and I watched the Clinton Foundation with Chelsea up there at her gala going, everyone hates us now more than ever. What do we do? We've got to censor them more, and Hillary crawls out from under a rock. We'll start arresting Americans for their speech. That'll teach them. I'll get you and your little dog, too. We have forced them out in the open. They're weak. The mask is off. And now the sleeping giant is awakened.
Everything you've said about the chemical poisoning of the human body is now just kind of accepted. Like, is it weird to see science catch up to you?
Well, I mean, look. What happened, and I knew what they were doing. This is like 15 years ago. I did like an hour-long analysis from South African University and a university in Japan, a university of, I think, Rice in Houston, and the University of Berkeley in California, that just a little bit of atrazine would bend the gender of almost all the frogs, sterilize a lot of them, and turn a large portion of them where they would try to have sex with males. It confused them so much in their development as embryos floating around in the creek or pond. And so I did all that science, and then I said, listen, this isn't about hating gay people or something. This is about chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. And I went on to say, and then their populations collapse and they die. And the frogs are a microcosm of us. Well, then within 2 weeks, every late night comedy show, every one of them came out and did a monologue and attacked me. And then it turned out later that they were being directed by major foundations and the CIA. They even later bragged, oh yeah, Chuck E. Schumer, we work with a body with him and a foundation. They actually came to them with a script that said attack Alex Jones, because they went, ignore the hour of serious stuff he talked about, make it a joke. So their joke about frogs made it blow up even bigger in their face. But you have to understand, they know people don't believe the news anymore, at least for 20 years. So it's the nightly comedy shows that are totally written by the globalists, and they give the comedy writers what they want them to do.
This bad boy is the number one seller at the AlexJonesStore.com. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. Folks love it. I love it. I love wearing this out in public. And it also lets the globalists, the leftists know we are standing up against them, and we know who they serve, and we know who we serve. The BlackRock globalist-controlled left, from academia to the media, is obsessed with bullying you into silence because their ideas are illegal and unpopular. And if you simply speak up, it's game over. So stop thinking it's just Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or Donald Trump's going to save the world. It's all of us together. And wearing t-shirts in public that promote freedom is key. It doesn't just show our enemies we're awake. Other people see it and realize how popular freedom is. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a win-win. Get great shirts at thealexjonesstore.com, fund the operations, we fight the tyrants at point-blank range, and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. thealexjonesstore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Two on this live transmission coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Wednesday, September 25th, 2024. Well, InfoWars, owned by Alex Jones, yours truly, will cease to exist on November 13th, 2024. But will we be given another life? Will we have a buyer that's able to get in there and outbid Soros and the globalist, or will they shut this fabled operation down? Guys, do the math in there for me. From today, September 25th to November 13th, how many days is that? Because that's a big deal. But here's the key. That is a canary in the coal mine. They have the internet kill switch in place. All the major COG programs are being greenlit and expanded. 49 days out from InfoWars being shut down and 40 days out from the election. The UN's announcing the global crackdown on speech. The EU is, the IMF, the World Bank, Hillary Clinton, all of them. They're passing laws all over Europe, all over the U.S., like California, saying if we think an ad is misleading, political ad, will put you in jail. The Democrats will decide. These are not things you do from a position of strength. It's something you do from a position of weakness. So I'll get into all this now. And why they want us off the air, and why that's a key integral little part of the larger jigsaw, but like a Swiss watch, still key to their whole operation working, is getting us off the air. And what it signifies for Trump, and the fact that they will try to kill him again, and they've now laid the groundwork for claiming it's foreign groups that are going to do it, which I told you they would do days after they shot him in Butler. So we got their plays, we know their operations. What play they're going to play when, we're not sure, but we can see the pre-programming right before they fire something at us. So we've got them. We got their moves. We got their number. We got their ass. But people have to then understand that we're up against some real criminals and admit we're in deep crap and not play patty cake with it. So the final thing I want to say about InfoWars, this is one of the top stories in the country right now, and I'm glad people are so concerned, is I appreciate the senators and the congressmen and women and the talk show host and just everybody reaching out, hundreds and hundreds of texts, hundreds and hundreds of phone calls from prominent people, outpouring from the listeners and viewers and supporters, really upset about this. And we have survived a bunch of attempts to take us off air, just like Trump survived assassination attempts and lawfare and everything else at an even greater level. And there becomes kind of a normalcy bias that, well, they won't get InfoWars this time either. And I hope we're able to get a good buyer. I hope that that process is fair and open. But nothing is these days that's if the globalists have their hands in it. And so I would not be overly optimistic. If it's a free and fair process, 70-80% chance we continue on. If it's not, we'll be shut down very soon after November 13th. And that's okay. It's not a good thing. We don't want it. They're going to definitely celebrate it, but That's their tone deafness, that they think celebrating that is going to look good to most people. Just like they thought indicting Trump and convicting Trump and kangaroo trials and trying to kill him and everything would make people run from him. It makes people run to him. Now, that said, I'm not stupid. Just like when they tried to shut this place down 13 weeks ago, 12 weeks ago with no court order, trying to send in armed people to do it, security company, they said no, of course, because there was no documents. People still have that much instinct to, you know, not follow illegal orders. Robots would follow the orders. 10 years from now, it'd be robots showing up. That's how crazy, that's how vigilante the establishment is. That's how desperate. So you've got to know the climate you're in politically, culturally, economically, spiritually, medically. But I just want to thank all of the people that have shown such a huge outpouring of concern and support because they understand they're next. So we have a lot of solidarity, a lot of empathy. And I just say that I love you and I appreciate you. And I feel your concern and your love and your passion and your commitment to liberty and freedom. And I am just very blessed in my 30 plus years on air to have met so many wonderful men and women of every race, color, and creed that love liberty and love God and love justice and love the children and the truth. And so there's nowhere I'd rather be in all of this insanity and all this persecution and all the crazy things that have happened, because all of that educated me and really informed me and made me stronger surviving so many attacks over 30 years that's really been my education and made me who I am today, so that I could mentally, spiritually, physically, economically withstand this at this point. Just like all that Trump has gone through. Now when things get even worse and worse and worse, he gets stronger because he's not a victim. He's not a loser. He's an overcomer. He's adapting. He's improvising. He's overcoming, like the Marines say. That's why they teach people to be victims. So they're like, oh, this happened to me and it's all over. And they say I'm bad and they say I'm shut down and they say I'm going away. They want me to believe that lie. Now, that said, if they don't flip the internet kill switch or they don't kill me, I will be on air whether they shut down InfoWars or not. Now, I'm just a microcosm. I'm just a canary in the coal mine. You look at everything they're doing out in the open, internationally, nationally, locally, and they're openly saying, we're going to shut everybody down. We're going to use AI to ban everybody. We're going to put Elon Musk in prison. We're going to put Trump in prison. We're going to try to put Alex Jones in prison. And we're going to silence and censor and then debank anyone and everyone that we say, no judge, no jury, that we say as the internet watchdog groups of the globalists, government and private, anybody we say is bad will be punished. So there's hundreds of ways they can implement this, but only three or four main systems that do it. So we know what they're going to do. We just don't know exactly when and how. It's like if you're the famous top football teams, and they all do it. They all sneak and videotape the other team practicing. They all try to pay people secretly that work there to give them the playbooks. In the NFL, it's who can cheat the best, because it's war, and war is all about cheating. Okay, so it's not just the Patriots that, you know, are super cheaters. They were basically all doing it. Or the teams that weren't winning weren't doing it. So it's like cycling with Lance Armstrong. It's like everybody's doing it. He just did it better. And I'm not defending that. That's just where it is. So the internet kill switch was put in publicly by Obama, but it was already in place. And people think it's like, oh, the internet's just flipped off. No. They can do different degrees of it where they only send you to one government website if they want. Anything you search just goes there. It's like being on an airline. You're trying to get on Wi-Fi, but it'll only let you go to the Southwest Airlines or American Airlines front page and only see their stuff. And they go, oh, sorry, Wi-Fi is broken, but really they just want you on their system most of the time. So you try to go there and it's just one website or it's just government websites. But most of the wargaming they do is, no, you'll be able to go to the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, a few thousand trusted websites of propaganda and garbage. They've said in white papers you'll be able to get to. But everything else, including X and InfoWars and Rumble, none of that will be available. And they say they'll do it during another pandemic because they can't have disinformation challenging their lies. Or they'll do it during a war. Or they'll do it during a cyber attack. Maybe they don't flip the switch. They do flip it and say it's a cyber attack. Or maybe it's a massive power outage. Maybe it's a string of big terror attacks or false flags. They've got all those things lined up and ready and bubbling. And as I said, 2 days after they tried to kill Trump and Butler, I said, if they start coming out saying the Iranians have hit teams domestically and are planning to kill Trump, you know they're getting ready to have more advanced hit teams, or surface terror missiles, truck bombs, or drones, kill Trump and say Iran did it, then bomb Iran, then Iran will activate real sleeper cells. There'll be a giant war here domestically, and the globalists will use something 10 times, 20 times, 30 times bigger than October 7th as the pretext for total control, just as Israel's doing now. And then 2 days later, they came right out with that and have now been beating the drum heavily every day saying that. That's just one facet of this. There's hundreds of the enemy plans they've got going. So back to the NFL analogy, I didn't finish it. What's the point about the NFL cheating? My point is, even if Belichick had the other team's playbook, he still doesn't know exactly when they're going to run what play. So he has to study the formations and everything and be trying to flip through it to figure out what they're going to do next. So it's the same thing. I've got their playbook, but I don't know exactly what play they're going to play when. You understand? But in their formations right before, I can see the propaganda they put out right before and their formations, and I can think about what would work best for them if I was them to try to guess which plan they're going to run first, and that's what I do. So it's just like football, except it deals with collapsing borders, power turning off, race riots, burning buildings, famine, nuclear war. So it's a lot more important than watching your favorite Sunday football game or your Monday night football game. So that's where we are. And they've already got executive orders and laws on the books where they can suspend Congress during any emergency, even if Congress isn't dead. And they can have an alternate Congress at Colorado Springs, Colorado, and they can put everybody in forced work brigades and forced injections and put people in camps. And that's come out in Congress, and it's come out in documents since the 80s. They've had this in place. They've been expanding it ever since. And so everybody went crazy this last week. And finally, the Washington Post reported on a couple days ago about these headlines. Beset by threats of violence, Congress prepares for mass casualty event. If a nuke kills Congress or a truck bomb or a mass shooter, the Democrats already tried at the baseball game and other places, then they basically just appoint whoever they want into that position. And they've got another law they've introduced to expand that. So that's just another piece of what's going on. Here's the InfoWars article about it. Lawmakers prepare for mass casualty event with constitutional amendment. You think, well, that won't pass during a big enough emergency. It will. You understand? So they escalate the crises to create a climate where they can get your global currency in because the dollar crashes. They can get people say, oh, sorry, your bank account doesn't work anymore, but get this government app and this will be accepted everywhere. And then you jump over to the new social credit score and you click the agreements to get the money and to be able to buy food and gasoline and medicine, and all of a sudden you've been brought into a global unified ledger where you don't own anything anymore. And you get dividends and little extra payments, social credit score, universal basic income on top of what you're paid already, so you think it's great. They've got all that ready. It's like putting a worm on a hook. You're not giving a bass or a perch or a crappie or a catfish a free worm. You're about to catch the worm. But you put a little goodie out, kind of like a mousetrap with a little piece of cheddar cheese on it. It's not like that. That's what it is. So this is all set up, ready. They're priming it. They're testing it. It's all ready. Bill Gates is over it globally with the UN. It's ready to go. They just need war and collapsing borders and riots and cyber attacks, either or all together, to get that done. Their old system's imploding. The new system's coming in. That's where we are. And it just goes on from there. So let's get into some of the UN stuff. Again, could Iran make Secret Service stand down a lot of Congress at Mar-a-Lago and in Butler, Pennsylvania? No. No, it's not the Iranians. But if they blame the Iranians and then blow up Iran with a bombardment, a joint strike by the U.S. and Israel, Iran will activate their hundreds of thousands of Hezbollah sleeper cells that are in the country. Who, again, who do they work for? Who are they trying to kill? Who'd they hack? They hacked Trump, gave it to the Democrats. They actually work for the deep state globally, and then Iran will be able to clamp down on their people domestically, and the Democrats will be able to clamp down here. Same thing in Europe. A bunch of Hezbollah fighters will get killed, but America will be under martial law permanently if one underwear bomber gave you the naked body scanners and the rest of it a firecracker in his pants. If 9/11 gave you the TSA and the FISA court and all of us being surveilled without warrants, what will Hezbollah teams blowing up and bombing and shooting and killing everywhere do, making 9/11 look like a cakewalk? Again, that's how you get permanent control, and that's what they're angling towards. Not even a nuclear war with Russia, that's on the table as well, but the Iran scenario is what they're definitely preparing and lining up, and kind of like in the early spring, you go out and hoe up the old garden and put some stuff in the soil and fertilizer and plant seeds and get it ready. I'm watching them till the garden, moisten it, put the fertilizer in, plant the seeds, and here come the storm clouds with the water in them, and here comes the rain, here comes the sunshine of the summer, and you know it's about to grow. And I'm watching them right there prepare the whole attack. And I don't know exactly which attack they'll go with, or they'll go with part of the attacks or all of them, but they didn't spend all this money and all this time and energy telling you there's going to be civil war conditions and telling you we got to arrest the Trump supporters and telling you Trump's going to be violent and kill everybody when he's done the opposite, without planning more kidnappings of Whitmer type stuff that we now know is a federal operation, or more Jan 6s we know was a setup that kind of dudded. They planned it to be a lot worse. It was a misfire. Thank God. But I walked right into that setup too, because I didn't expect, we had so many big rallies, that they would actually stand down and do that and have that many provocateurs. But they did. So I'm not just talking about this, but by studying it, I've lived it. I've chewed the ground of it. And many Americans have lived it as well. So it just continues on from there. But look at this. UN proposed global AI watchdog to curb misinformation. You can go read the actual plan. In the name of the children and the trans people, total UN, world government, corporate control of everything, internet IDs, internet taxes, global carbon taxes. You're not allowed to criticize wars, open borders, migration, illegal aliens, carbon taxes, forced injections. It's just total, absolute wall-to-wall tyranny. There's an article on InfoWars that's got some of the subsections in it. They actually talk about a global government for your own good, a new world order. UN proposed global AI watchdog to curb misinformation. Here's another one. UN pushes for global control with new pact, digital IDs, censorship and surveillance at the core. It's called the Power Grab Portfolio with the Global Digital Compact Annex. And it goes on to say, describing it as a new world order, quote, lays out the foundations for a sustainable yet peaceful global order. Overhead shot, please. I want to show them the actual text. New world order, peaceful global order. That's from the text. And it goes into that with a global declaration to seize power to protect the people. You've got to go read this for yourself. The Global Digital Compact goes into the details of combating disinformation under the digital trust and safety. The annex of the pact speaks about the need to have signatories to urgently counter things considered disinformation, misinformation, such as hate speech, cyberbullying, with child sexual exploitation, is thrown into the same sentence, though the UN heads up a lot of that. They have an Information Integrity Ministry of Truth. You want to go check it out for yourself. It's worse than I can even describe. And then you got California passing laws that are in line with that. Then if they say something's disinfo, you go to prison. Then you've got all the lawfare intensifying. This is up on InfoWars.com. Criminal charges filed against Trump and Vance by Soros-backed Haitian nonprofit claiming harassment over Springfield remarks. They filed criminal charges for Trump saying Haitians are wrecking cars and raping people and committing a lot of crimes and eating people's animals, reportedly. And they're saying, that's hateful. You're going to get us hurt. Yeah, you ship 20,000 people into a town of 36,000. You let them get cars. You give them $3,000, $4,000 a month. They don't get driver's license. The crime rate more than doubles. The insurance more than doubles. There's all the police reports of dogs and cats and geese being eaten. And then they whine about it on TV saying we're hurting the precious Haitians when we've literally imported hell on earth to our shores. You've heard about Haiti? Been there? Looked at it? Cannibalism of humans, not just animals, not just your dogs and cats. There are no dogs and cats running around in Haiti. They've been eaten. They deforested the whole thing. Look it up. And if you don't like that, well, you're criminally charged. A Soros-backed Haitian nonprofit group in Ohio filed criminal charges against former President Trump, his running mate, J.D. Vance, over the remarks of the Haitian migrants eating pets in Springfield. Guerline Joseph of the Haitian Bridge Alliance filed the charges under the Ohio statute, caused private citizens to file criminal charges, claiming that numerous threats in the city over the past few weeks strained local resources. And that's what they do to me. The public questioned Sandy Hook. I barely even question it. I have a right to. They lie and say I'm sending people to pee on graves and go to people's houses. None of that happened. Not just by me. Nobody. And then they say Alex Jones is hurting us because he covered the internet questioning something. And they just whine and scream and raise money off my name and whine and scream and rig court cases against me and all the rest of it. I'm already found guilty. And then the same thing here. Oh, my God. And the FBI's put up giant billboards in Creole. They speak in a mixture of Spanish and French there in Haiti. Report hate. Was somebody mean to you? The police won't respond. They admit it for a rape or a stabbing or no, because we're not supposed to talk about the Haitians or anything bad. That's hateful. So they've got a free reign like all the other illegals to do whatever the hell they want. So the threats have overwhelmed city resources. Yeah, not the illegals they brought in, but not the 20,000 Haitian migrants themselves. Joseph alleges that Trump and Vance bring attention to the stories resulting in harassment and members of the local Haitian community, and that the former president and his running mate should be prosecuted for their actions. That's your ADL-sponsored laws they passed. We want the judge to issue arrest warrants for Trump and Vance immediately. There's probable cause, said legal counsel Sabota Chandra. The Haitian community is suffering in fear because of the Trump and Vance's relentless, irresponsible false alarms, and public services have been disrupted. Yeah, by you. Here's the law. Disrupting public service, making false alarms, committing telecommunications harassment, committing aggravated menacing. So people are upset about this, and most of the calls, all of them they admit, were fake from overseas. So these people, Jussie Smollett themselves, almost all the hate crimes that comes out are fake. It's been admitted. And I'm saying, even the governor said most of this is fake. He said all of it, actually. The hate crimes against him are fake. And then off of fake hate crimes, they now want Trump and Vance prosecuted. Violation of the prohibition against complicity. So you're pointing out that you're raining tens of millions of illegals down on us, and it's causing hell on earth and human trafficking and everything else. And, oh, you're a criminal. We're going to go to break. And I'm going to come back with the election news, the election fraud news, and so much more today. And then we've got big guest on in the third hour that you do not want to miss on the human trafficking. The muckrakers are going to be here with us. They've actually gone out to the homes from whistleblowers inside DHS of where these children were trafficked and then disappeared on these airplanes where they landed, just given to strangers, many cases with no paperwork, and they just disappeared. Talking about a crime. And they're finding out where these kids disappeared to. We got a bunch of clips. It's exclusive information. It's all coming up. But please remember, if you want to support us and keep us on air, go to our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com, and I'll explain how this works briefly when we come back. Please stay with us. Do you want your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today? It's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. You can enter for free by putting your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products that fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this. Be part of history. Be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news. Folks, it's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt, so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The hope that in the end, there's victory. Do you really feel that?
Barring the globalists starting a nuclear war. But then they'll still get beat in that process. Those of us survive will dig them out of their holes. Their bunkers will be their tombs. But other than them trying to start World War III, which we're very close to, other than end of the world stuff, our trajectory's victory. All over the world, populists are winning. All over the world, the incumbents are getting thrown out. All over the world. I mean, you go to a comment on Instagram where they even try to censor, and Bill Gates does an interview, there'll be 20 million views, and I'll read for an hour and can't find one person that isn't exposing him. Klaus Schwab had to step down as the head of the WF. The globalists are hated. They just had their big Davos meeting earlier this year about getting trust back. And I watched the Clinton Foundation with Chelsea up there at her gala going, everyone hates us now more than ever. What do we do? We've got to censor them more. And Hillary crawls out from under a rock. We'll start arresting Americans for their speech. That'll teach them. I'll get you and your little dog, too. We have forced them out in the open. They're weak. The mask is off. And now the sleeping giant is awakened.
I mean, that's true, isn't it? that no one you ever meet in real life outside the Atlantic Magazine and the Aspen Institute and that Freaky Walls character, no actual person is for any of this.
And nobody's for tampons and boys' bathrooms. But they are, because we talked about this interview today, and of course you're a historian and a journalist, so you know about it, but most people don't know about it. Of course this is all deliberate. The CIA in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s funded Ms. Magazine, Gloria Steinem, Planned Parenthood, the whole thing, because it's run by the globalists against our country since the 47 National Security Act. And they said in there, we're going to have ugly architecture, ugly art, ugly music. We're going to degrade the family. We're going to undermine the symbol of men being strong in the home. This is all declassified. And they sold that image to demoralize us and break our will. And we were asleep back then and didn't know the government had been hijacked. They thought Americans were intimidated and bullied and weak. No, we were asleep. Now they try to debilitate us. Now they try to demoralize us. Now they try to break our will. And we're conscious of it. And we're like, that's not breaking our will. That's waking us up.
I've always wondered, I've asked you this like 20 times in private over dinner. I'm proud to say we have dinner. But I ask you this, you never give me a straight answer, but since there are thousands of people watching, maybe you will now. What's it like to be vindicated on everything?
Well, I mean, it's scary because, I realize that with a lot of power comes a lot of responsibility. And a lot of times with the media, I'll joke around satire-wise, and I'll see it at the cover of the New York Times. And clearly, people aren't seeing the video. I'm saying it's a joke. Like, Jones wants to kill his neighbors. No, I said, if there's a nuclear war, we all collapse, and my kids are starving, and I run out of horrible food, I will eat the liberal neighbors, not my conservative ones. It's more of a joke, but... So when people take what I say so serious, I joke a lot less. I used to joke a lot, but now the show is not, it used to be like half comedy because I like to have fun. So I take it really serious now because I realize they twist everything. So it's a lot of responsibility, but I also wish I was making predictions with the proviso that if you call the White House and tell them don't fly planes to the World Trade Center and then bring in the police state and then invade the Muslim countries to bring them in here, not even go after radical Islam. If you do all, I was saying if you call the White House and tell them don't do it, they may not do it. But of course I'd have a big enough audience, people didn't believe me, so we couldn't stop them. So I make these predictions about probable futures, because I can see all the evidence pointing towards it, so that we can stop it. But now the good news with Elon and you and so many others that are fully awake and reaching a lot more people than I ever did, folks are really waking up and their knowledge curve is going parabolic right now. So we're in the driver's seat, but that makes the globalists very dangerous and the empire is going to strike back.
Carlos Arellano is going to be joining us in studio. He's a whistleblower, a hero, an investigative journalist, formerly worked with DHS, and another hero, Anthony Rubin, from muckraker.com. And I know listeners know about the human trafficking and the kidnapped kids, and it's starting to get out there to the general public, but they've gone out to the houses of the last known addresses of the children from a DHS whistleblower information, and they're going to have exclusive clips and part of their investigation here today that's coming out right now as we speak. That's coming up in about 22 minutes when we start the third hour today. And remember, this is what we're actually covering. This is what we're actually doing on the show, trying to stop World War III, trying to stop human trafficking of little children, trying to stop all the pedophilia openly being promoted everywhere, trying to restore our republic, trying to stabilize the dollar, trying to have a pro-human future, trying to not have a global medical tyranny with forced injections and a global social credit score and all this hellish revelation type stuff that's unfolding, and they want to then tell you, no, Alex Jones is something else, Donald Trump is something else, that they harp on. Whatever the media is harping on about somebody is rarely has any reflection on who they are. And I know you get that, but the general public's just now starting to understand that, and the awakening curve is very, 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 very fast right now. And so as bad as things are, the enemy is panicking because they see the awakening accelerating. So it really is paradoxical. Great things are happening. Horrible things are happening. Good things are happening. Truly evil things are happening. And that's really the Newtonian physics. For every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. Now, this news is all interconnected, but there's a lot of it. I want to at least hit a bunch of stuff that we haven't gotten to yet on the political front, on the economic front, on the military front, and more. And this is just wild what's going on. We've got Zelensky running around campaigning domestically. That's open election meddling. I mean, we're told if they find some secret Russian money that sponsored some media outlet, $10 million over a couple of years for shows, that's the end of the world. But then Zelensky takes the tens of billions, hundreds of billions of dollars he's gotten, launders it back in the U.S., comes over here and campaigns against Donald Trump all over the country in his tracksuit, in his olive drab tracksuit, and it's totally fine. I mean, this is just crazy. So we've got that news and a lot more coming up. But I wanted to hit this first because there's a lot of news on this front, and I tend to not even cover it as much as I used to, though I should, because they're going to try new pandemics. They already are. They're trying to get the UN treaty in. Over 25, 30 million, the numbers vary, have died from the shots. I mean, this is a big deal. Just like I confronted Francis Collins, the former head of the NIH, on Sunday flying out to Pennsylvania. This is a big deal. So ex-New York COVID czar says he's pushing monkeypox vaccine by lying to investors in the next part of their undercover video series. They're calling it part two, but they put out three parts of the first part, I guess. So this is the first part of part two. I see it as part report four. They're calling it report two. We've got the full report up on Infowars.com. It's 18 minutes long. I've got a short clip I want to play in a moment. But that dovetails with some other really important reports I've got that tie into the poison shots as well that we'll get to here in just a moment. But here is the former head of, he just got fired last week, of their whole COVID germs tyranny martial law cover story. Here he is, Dr. Jay Verma, in the second part of the report, basically admitting that it's all about business and the fear mongering. Here it is.
We're going to drug purchase a monkeypox. Remember, it was a big outbreak a couple years ago, but it's not going to spread among the general population. It's almost certainly going to stay primarily in the gay band. Honestly, in the United States, the risk is very low. It's only primarily transmitted among gay men. It basically got into the sexual networks of gay men, and a lot of gay men have tons and tons of sexual partners and often don't use condoms, and so as a result, it spreads more.
What's the drug called?
It's called Ticoviramat, or Tpox is the name of it. We also need to keep up the people's belief that the drug works, so that's why spinning it in the media is helpful. So we want the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, to approve our drug specifically for monkeypox, and right now it's only considered experimental, and they won't approve it based on this study. You can spin them so that people won't like dump the stock, thinking that the company's worthless. World Health Organization did an announcement about a public health emergency. It's like all over the news and stuff. They could give us something called an emergency authorization. This is what they did to the COVID, like the vaccines and everything. Mm-hmm. They actually had to submit the data, but they took the preliminary data. They didn't wait till the data was followed out for 3 or 6 months because it was an emergency. Because basically what we're trying to get the media to say is, oh, the drug didn't work because it was designed the wrong way. So they're going to do another study and it'll probably work. And in the meantime, you know, people should prescribe it for that reason as an emergency drug. That's what we want the story to be. So the problem is we're stuck with, like, our drug, it definitely looks like it works, but the people that we need to buy it are not going to be as confident in it because the data doesn't look as strong as it would have if it was designed in a different way. So sometimes you do a study and nothing works at all. Or people get really sick from it. The problem is if you do another study, it'll take a year or two to do it. Because you gotta like get ethics approval, you gotta get money, you gotta get patients come in.
I mean, is it a moneymaker, the emergency use?
Well, it depends. It's not that many patients have the disease, which is why my CEO has to decide, is it worth it? Because if there's only a few thousand cases in the United States, does it really make sense to do another study that's going to cost $10 million or to do?
Okay.
If you're not going to make that much money on the other hand. And so my boss is trying to figure out that she's the money person.
Okay.
I'm supposed to be the thinker. I was like on phone calls and work stuff all day and getting interviewed by media from different angles and things like that. So I know the reporters well.
By the way, I've got another article here in AP. The federal government just authorized a nasal live flu vaccine that they admit makes people sick and does not work. Just like the COVID shots made you sicker and erased your immune system and made you get COVID more easily, that's now admitted. But if you talk about it, they try to censor you and say you're disinformation, though that's a fact. Now, this just broke in the last 30 minutes. It is terrible news, but we knew this was coming. Russia has now changed its official nuclear doctrine that if any outside power fires any weapons into Russia, including conventional like Storm Shadow missiles, Russia will consider that an official act of war, which under law it already is, really, but they've officially changed their doctrine to say they will then consider using nuclear weapons. So let me go ahead and show you the Reuters article. We also have the video on screen for you. We'll play here in a moment. But let me go ahead and just show you this article. Putin issues a nuclear warning to the West. Reuters, President Vladimir Putin said today that Russia could use nuclear weapons if it was attacked by any state, and that any conventional attack on Russia that was supported by a nuclear power would be considered to be a joint attack. So again, if a missile's given by the U.S. or the U.K. or France to Ukraine, and then that missile's fired, Russia will consider that an attack by an outside power and may use nuclear weapons. Putin's opening at a meeting of Russia's Security Council attended by top officials said that proposals have been made to change Russia's nuclear doctrine and said he would like to underscore one of the proposed key changes. It's proposed that aggression against Russia by any non-nuclear state, but with the participation or supported by a nuclear state, be considered at their joint attack on the Russian Federation, Putin said. The conditions for Russia's transition to the use of nuclear weapons are also clearly fixed, Putin said, adding that Moscow would consider such a move, if detected, the start of a massive launch of missiles, aircraft, or drones against it. Russia, Putin said, also reserved the right to use nuclear weapons if it or Belarus were the subject of aggression, including by conventional weapons. Did you hear what I just said? Russia's Putin said, also reserved the right to use nuclear weapons if it or Belarus, that's north of Ukraine, were the subject of aggression, including by conventional weapons. Putin said the classifications are clearly calibrated and commensurate with the modern military threats facing Russia. Let's go ahead and roll the video of Putin saying what I just read. Here it is.
Ядерная триада остается важнейшей гарантией обеспечения безопасности нашего государства и граждан, инструментом поддержания стратегического паритета и баланса сил в мире. Вместе с тем, мы видим, что современная военно-политическая обстановка динамично меняется, и мы обязаны это учитывать, в том числе возникновение новых источников военных угроз и рисков для России и наших союзников. Важно прогнозировать развитие ситуации и, соответственно, адаптировать положение документа стратегического планирования к нынешним реалиям. За последний год специалисты Министерства обороны, Министерства иностранных дел, аппарата Совета безопасности и других ведомств провели глубокий всесторонний анализ, оценили необходимость корректировки наших подходов к возможному использованию ядерных сил. По результатам этой работы предложено внести ряд уточнений в части определения условий применения ядерного оружия. Так, в проекте основ расширена категория государств и военных союзов, в отношении которых проводятся ядерные сдерживания. Дополнен перечень военных угроз, для нейтрализации которых выполняются мероприятия ядерного сдерживания. На что еще особо хотел бы обратить ваше внимание. В обновленной редакции документа агрессию против России со стороны любого неядерного государства, но с участием или при поддержке ядерного государства предлагается рассматривать как их совместное нападение на Российскую Федерацию. Также четко фиксируются условия перехода России к применению ядерного оружия. Будем рассматривать такую возможность уже при получении достоверной информации о массированном старте средств воздушно-космического нападения и пересечении ими нашей государственной границы.
All right, let's stop there. So he says, for radio listeners that were just hearing Russian and everybody else can see the subtitles, and TV viewers are always like, why is Jones telling us what's on a piece of paper we can read? Because we're on 300-plus radio stations, so I've got to describe it to them. He says exactly what I read earlier, that any missiles basically cross our border that's clearly being launched with any aid of the West, we'll consider using nuclear weapons. So this is total insanity, total madness. This is crazier than Hitler attacking Russia in 1942 or Napoleon going into Russia, because the Russians didn't have nuclear weapons then. And we're just dashing, racing at light speed into Armageddon. And you look at the Democrats and the lawyers and the think tanks, and they're all just a bunch of scum. And they're delusional and they're disconnected from reality. They're going to get us all killed. Meanwhile, we've got this going on. Foreign election interference. Zelensky tours U.S. ammunition plant with Dems. Blast Trump in Vance. Imagine if Putin did that. Maybe it's illegal. And it is election meddling. Flown over here on a U.S. military aircraft. Trump says he'll end the Ukraine-Russia conflict before even taking office once he wins the election. He describes how. Zelensky claims the war is close to ending while escalating the war. Ukraine needs to be realistic and give up territory to Russia, says Czech president. Then we've got Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo on Trump. Let's extinguish him for good. We'll play that clip in a moment, and that dovetails with this. Democrats terrified of hand-counting ballots. Ex-Dem calls it danger to democracy. And these people are just insane. Let's go ahead and play that clip of the Commerce Secretary.
What he says is the opposite. It's just another lie. Like, how did we get here? Let's extinguish him for good. We have an answer. We have a remarkably talented candidate who is sincere, who's pragmatic, who's open. Let's just get it done.
Remember what she said back at the DNC just a month ago? They said, hey, the Department of Labor Statistics just came out and said that the Commerce Department lied about 318,000 jobs. She said, that's a lie of Trump. They said, no, that's the sub-bureau of the Department of Commerce, Labor and Statistics. She said, I don't even know what that agency is. That's over a third of her agency. It's like, I've got four children. And it'd be like if they said, somebody said, hey, Rex Jones, how's he doing? Your son, your 21-year-old son, or he turned 22 last week. And I said, who's that? Well, so, I mean, it's just next-level deception by these people. Absolutely disgusting. All right, we've got the big muckrakers coming in, and it's our job to take this information and magnify it, because the public's finally starting to understand the massive open crime of the Democratic Party, smuggling in children for slave labor and sex slavery, blocking the DNA testing that Trump funded was in law. It only takes a day to see if they're even related to these people that have the kids. The government then lets them disappear with no paperwork into the country. With their DHS list, they got 8,000 to 325,000 names. They went around the country tirelessly in the last few months to see at the last known address of where these kids got dropped off. Where are they? Some as young as 2 years old. And they found incredibly shocking details. They're going to be exclusively dropping. They said, 2 weeks ago, they'd be back in 2 weeks dropping their first big installment. And they released some of this, but not most of it. They're going to release this and even more coming up in the next few days. Very, very important to get this information out. And remember, that's why you're supporting the broadcast, is because we'll do the stuff the globalists don't want out there. Again, the globalists aren't invincible. They wouldn't be trying to shut us down and shut you down and silence us if we weren't effective and if they were invincible. So please, you see the headlines, InfoWars shutting down in November. They have ordered the sale, the judge, of the website, the shopping cart, the equipment, and all that. But if we get a good buyer, and there are folks in there, and if our folks that we want to work with become the new owners, we will continue on here. But we could very easily be shut down. So, support InfoWars. You order stuff there, you're going to get it. In fact, they've already said, even if we have a buyer that wants to shut it down, the U.S. trustee, who's a good guy so far, Says there'll be a tail on that while we sell out the rest of the product for a few weeks or months. He hasn't decided yet. I'm meeting with him Monday. And then they'll get the product out and then close the doors. So InfoWarsStore.com has a lot of amazing products. Books, films, high-quality water filtration, highest rated, lowest prices, vitamin mineral fusion, 40% off. Got a big shipment of that back in. Got the InfoWars MD line of products. Got the nitric boost. Got the CBD gummies. And the CBD 1,000 milligram tincture that's so good for your immune system and your inflammation and your mind and your focus. It's just amazing. Take it during the day. It doesn't make you sleepy. It makes you relax and focus. Take it at night. It makes you sleepy. It's just a miracle God gave us. Some of the highest quality CBD out there at the lowest price you're going to find under the InfoWars MD line. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But we have sponsors of InfoWars where I actually get some of the support, like the AlexJonesStore.com, thealexjonesstore.com. Over 50 made in America, printed in America, high quality t-shirts in Arkansas by folks at Bigley that make some of the top shirts in the country. A lot of these designs are my designs, but updated, made even better. More than 50 designs at thealexjonesstore.com and more than 30 amazing ball caps at thealexjonesstore.com. And when you go there and put your email in for free, you get signed up for the raffle on October 30th for the $138,000 Dodge Super Prospector off-road super beast, best truck there is, turbo diesel. So smooth on and off-road. $10,000 cash on top of that. When you buy a shirt or a t-shirt or a ball cap, you get entered 5 to 10 times, depending on the day. It varies day to day, into the raffle. But that's a side issue. It's a great, you know, fun thing to be part of that. I appreciate your support. I need your support right now. I have to legally battle in this process of the sale, or they're going to be able to claim they own my name and Real Alex Jones and try to cripple us going forward. That's going to take a lot of money in that fight. Nothing compared to what the bad guys spend, but I'm all in. I'm calling for aid. I need your help. These are great t-shirts. You'll spread the word on the ground with it, the third dimension. You'll meet a lot of like-minded people. It's amazing to wear one of these shirts. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. And again, the particular shirts they're showing are great, but I just really wanted a deal where it goes through all the shirts at some point, because there's so many we're not showing here. You need to go to thealexjonesstore.com and check that out. And also my dad's supplement company that's excellent, drjonesnaturals.com. Want to get great products and support us, go to drjonesnaturals.com. A lot of the products sold out there, but more, a lot more stuff's coming in soon, but there's a lot of great stuff there now. It's simple. Make the decision to keep us on air one way or another. We need these sponsors going forward if they shut us down. I need your aid. drjonesnaturals.com. Thank you so much.
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller. Years ago, we've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine's literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the mavericks, they're the trailblazers, they're the outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the outlaw. Fight the tyrants at point blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar
Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
This is Greg Reese for InfoWars.com. I am here in Reading, Pennsylvania at the Tucker Carlson show for Alex Jones. It just ended. I just came out. I was in there talking to some of the crowd. I'm still processing it right now, but it is quite an amazing experience. One of the questions I was asking people is, when is the last time they thought in America that this many people came together to hear people talk about politics? And I don't think in our lifetimes, I don't think we've ever seen anything like this. It was extraordinary. And if you're an InfoWars fan, if you've been following the show for a while, you really should have been here to see the crowd welcome Alex. It was amazing.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones.
When is the last time that you know of in America where this many people came around to one place to hear people talk about politics?
I just don't remember anything this large.
I don't know if there ever was another time quite like the times we're living in now.
This is the first I've ever seen it. I got both my sons here now. Look at the crowd here. I couldn't believe how many young people were here. It's awesome.
Never. Not in my 48 and a half years that I've been alive.
I think things have gotten so out of control that you can't not pay attention to it now. It's in your face. It's coming to your doorstep. It's coming to your school. It's coming to your business.
I think everybody should be talking with your fellow neighbors. You know, I even have some neighbors. They have some signs out front I might not agree with, but I still know them. He calls me over. I help him out. I needed a generator one time. He gave me an old generator. I fixed it up and used it at my house.
Do you think they're going to steal the election again?
That remains to be seen. We hope not, but, people are working very hard. People are getting smarter, but they could very easily steal the election.
Well, they're going to try like hell, so we got to get out and vote by the numbers.
I think they will. Absolutely.
Well, they're going to try.
Of course.
Well, I'm of the mindset that it's going to have to be postponed, that they're going to do something, whether a terrorist attack, a false flag, or even World War III to postpone the election. Because they know they can't cheat again.
They're going to steal it. If they don't, they're going to have their own January 6th moment where they're all up there attacking the Capitol, doing it their way.
And what do you think we need to do next if they do steal the election, as far as...
Well, I don't know. We're trying to find places to move out of the country. But other than that, I think there's no place to go. And I think we just have to, as this gentleman said, we have to work harder and put everything we have into bringing back... what is true and right.
What the Declaration of Independence commands us to do?
I think we have to understand that your neighbor is not your enemy. It's the people who are, have taken control through multinationals and the world, unfortunately, the world government who are run by a bunch of NGOs and people who are faceless.
You know what? Sometimes I'm not even sure that the whole system isn't rigged. It's to begin with, the whole system itself. Isn't rigged to just control the people.
There's going to be a war either way. Whoever gets installed, whoever goes to the White House, there will be a war regardless.
Well, actually, sorry to say, I think that is the answer, revolution. Because I've been of that mind since Obama was elected. That it's going to take a revolution to change back to the republic the way it should be.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the InfoWar and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
This Bad Boy is the number one seller at the alexjonesstore.com. Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God. Folks love it. I love it. I love wearing this out in public. And it also lets the globals to let us know we are standing up against them, and we know who they serve, and we know who we serve. The BlackRock globalist-controlled left, from academia to the media, is obsessed with bullying you into silence because their ideas are illegal and unpopular. And if you simply speak up, it's game over. So stop thinking it's just Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or Donald Trump's going to save the world. It's all of us together. And wearing t-shirts in public that promote freedom is key. It doesn't just show our enemies we're awake. Other people see it and realize how popular freedom is. So ladies and gentlemen, it's a win-win. Get great shirts at thealexjonesstore.com. Fund the operations. We fight the tyrants at point blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. thealexjonesstore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Anthony Rubin and Carlos Arellano are our guests. They are the muckrakers. Anthony Rubin at Real Rut Maker. And of course, you've got Informant Carlos, informantcarlos.com. Most people know who you are in our audience, but a lot of new viewers are tuned in today. So I just want to ask both of you to spend a few minutes talking to the viewers and listeners about why you got into this, what you've experienced, what you've seen, and then out of all the great work you've done, this latest list of names out of the 325,000 they admit are here, that's just what they know of smuggled children for slavery and sex slavery, going out to their last known addresses and what you discovered. And we've got just hours of footage here in your latest big report that just broke today. When we're done with this live interview, we'll just tag the entire 20-minute plus report on the end of it so people make sure and watch that. But we'll also go through some clips. A group of transgender sex workers who are illegal, non-citizen election threat suspect, Venezuelan women that have been grabbed, not knowing where they're going, children not going where they're going, Catholic charities, RCV border trafficking operation, you've got that, foreign interference in the election. I mean, this all ties together, but just go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Absolutely. Well, Alex, thank you for having us on again. You know, we've been on here so many times, you've highlighted a lot of our work, and I'm incredibly grateful for that. My name is Anthony Rubin, founder of muckraker.com, just to give a little intro. I started doing all this independent journalism, largely inspired by guys like Alex Jones. Watching your show when we were all locked down during COVID and, you know, trying to think what I could do. And so I started my own outlet. That was the best way I could think to fight back. And, you know, one thing led to another. And now we're tracking down, children that are being trafficked in America. And the reason why we're here today speaking with, Alex Jones is because we were given a list from a government insider, earlier this summer, in June of this year. And the list had 8,000 names of alien children, children who came across the border without parents alone, and their last known addresses, along with, you know, many other columns of data. And we went around the country, 10-plus different states, all east of the Mississippi, for the last 3 months, tracking down these kids. And what we found essentially confirms all of the whistleblower reports that have been quote-unquote conspiracy until now. We found in Florida, for example, there was a situation where two Guatemalan illegal aliens, a husband and wife, were bringing in all these different children and using these different houses to bring them in. So they would have a few children sent to one house, a few children sent to another house, some children sent to a third house, and they had five different houses that we know of. Possibly more.
And this is something I like to do. Everybody should go watch the full report. I dropped the ball. Everything's my fault. I had said hours before the show, I just said, hey, they just sent us all these exclusive videos. I need to know the time code when you call for something. Show the kids talking about how they've been grabbed. They don't know where they're going. Show the house. Show the thing. We're just going to keep showing the Border Patrol, I guess. I need to know, to properly present this, where in the clip to show people so we can actually show them your incredible report. I just hope listeners, since we don't have it, I guess, will actually just go to your X account and see it for themselves. So go ahead and tell people.
Absolutely. To give one example of what's in the report, we went to Florida. There was a suspected human trafficking case going on in Florida that involved, like I said, this couple, this Guatemalan illegal alien couple that's living in Florida now, and they were using multiple houses to bring in these children, right? They would have some children sent to one house, some children sent to another house, and they were able to get past any sort of, you know, vetting procedure, government oversight by essentially gaming the system like that. And they were bringing them in. Now, also at these same houses, there were other illegal aliens that were living there, also bringing in children. And so we found two of these kids that were sent to this couple that you guys just saw on screen there. Again, just to take a back step, this case was referred to Homeland Security Investigation. It was sent to HHS, Health and Human Services, and the FBI as well, apparently, and nothing was done about it. Apparently, they weren't able to find these kids. To the best of our knowledge, I mean, nothing was done. So we were able to go find two of the kids who were sent there, and they told us, yeah, you know, there were just all these men living in a house with us. There were just mattresses everywhere. We were brought there, and there was a debt held over our head, and we were put to work. You know, they bring in these kids as young as 5 years old, is what we were told by this young girl. And as soon as they get there, they say, tomorrow you're going to work, and there is a debt held over their head. And they were able to get out of it. They ended up just taking off, and they've been threatened for the last few years with this debt that's been held over their head. And that's just one example. I mean, there's other stuff, but we could pause there and talk about that.
And again, you're dealing with limited funds, you and Carlos, Anthony, and Carlos shipping the time you want. And Carlos, again, used to work in the shipping of the kids, and it's blew the whistle to Congress and really exposed a lot of this, and has now since been working with you. But where is the FBI? Where are the agencies with missing children that have been taken to houses or taken to airfields that just disappear with little or no paperwork? Then you go to the house and no one's there, or you talk to them. They say, oh, I just gave the little girl to somebody. I mean, let that sink in. This is crazy.
Well, that's why I think it's important that Carlos is here, because Carlos saw that happening firsthand. The planes showing up in open fields and, you know, buses just coming and picking up the kids.
Carlos, spend a few minutes, because I can describe you, but you can do it better yourself, what you've seen and then now this latest report.
Yeah, so for those who don't know me, I spent over two decades working for NGOs, and to be more specific, I spent about 7 years escorting children around the country, delivering them from point A to point B. And for the longest time, we've been speculating, you know, where have these children been ending up? Are they in sex slavery? Are they dead? Organ harvesting? And one of the biggest issues we ran into on this trip was that a lot of these so-called sponsors were telling us, oh, we gave the child away the moment it got here. We gave it away after a day, or we gave it away after 2 days. And that is very frustrating, because it's how do you give a child away when you signed custody for the child saying you were going to take care of it until 18 years old? And after they tell us, oh, well, they gave it away, there's no way to find this child anymore. And that's where, you know, you can't tell someone, well, they're not in sex slavery, or their organs weren't harvested when they were given away after a day or two and no one knows where they went. It's a dead end. Those kids are lost forever, never going to find them again. And the other issue that we ran into a lot was that we were running into children who were supposed to be in places like Texas or Virginia, but we were finding them in Louisiana, Alabama, or in Tennessee. And it's how are you 8-6 states away from your home address? And we ran into one specific child who was about 13 years old, 14 years old, and she showed us about 10, 15 cuts on her arms. And I believe that's in the video. It's blurred out, but she shows us her arms where she was cutting herself. And she wouldn't tell us the reason why she was doing that, but you can only imagine, you know, what's a teenage girl doing, cutting her wrist, trying to kill herself.
And I do just want to add this, because you were talking about, Alex, you asked, you know, Carlos about what's the deal with, you know, you have all these agencies that have unlimited funds, essentially, but nothing's being done about this. What Carlos just said kind of touches upon the main issue that we were finding. You know, we are just two guys, or three guys, actually, at some points of this trip, going around the country trying to speak to these children, trying to find them, and see what information we could get. There were so many situations that we encountered where you could just look at the child and know something is off. I'll give you one example. There was a girl that we found in Louisiana who we knock on the door. At first they tell us she's gone, you can't talk to her, and then we keep pressing, and then they're like, oh, maybe we could find her. And, you know, eventually they call her out of a house somewhere. She's hanging out with some hoodlums, and this is a young girl. I mean, this is a girl that's in her early teens. And we find her, and we start talking to her, and this girl literally has the voice of a man who has been doing hardcore drugs for years, okay? She doesn't look well. Her eyes are glazed over. But the issue here is that we are not law enforcement, right? We have no enforcement power. All we can do is speak, right, and talk to them and hope that they want to give us information. If they don't, there's nothing we can do. So if there's any, you know, legitimate government agency, law enforcement agency that wants to get these addresses from us, we can point them in the right spot, you know, and tell them where to go to find these kids so that they can follow up. But there's, when we see a bad situation like that, there was nothing that we could do. So we can speculate, but, you know, our powers stop with being able to shoot the information on camera, and that's it.
And this isn't being done in a vacuum. Almost every major city has got Soros DAs and county attorneys in charge of them. They let serious criminals, including armed robbers, out of jail without even bond. Here's an example today. Seattle police issue new alarm response policy, and they go on to say officers won't respond to burglary alarms. So that's what we're dealing with here. And so you wonder how there can be all this sex trafficking as Project Veritas and then James O'Keefe and you and others have shown right here in Austin, Texas, 10-year-old girl saying, I'm a sex slave. The police won't even come. They have created a total atmosphere for this to be going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is, you go to a lot of these spots, you go to these different apartment complexes we visited, you know, more than I can even remember. And it is a situation where if you look at what happened in Aurora, Colorado, with these guys walking around with assault rifles, that is happening in every state across the country now. Total lawlessness. And in a lot of...
You're talking about the Venezuelan gangs, but stuff like that.
Stuff like that is happening in every single state. That's not an anomaly, right? There are these apartment complexes. It's the same thing that we're also visiting these apartment complexes, knocking on doors and asking, hey, are you registered to vote? And they say, oh, yeah, somebody came through here the other day and registered all of us. And so what I'm saying is you're talking about how it's total lawlessness. It is. They're being put in these designated, earmarked communities that are totally illegal alien, like this one you see here on screen. This is the projects in the Bronx, and that's like 95% illegal alien. And they're put there. It's just a hornet's nest for crime and prostitution. They get them registered to vote, and that's it. I mean, you know, that's the situation.
By the way, I've got video of this. It's now all over the country. Particularly black folks are finding out that they're junior and senior high school kids, because some of them, you know, flunk grades, but 17, 18 are all being told to register Democrat, and then they're bringing in, you know, mail-in ballots, having them fill out the ballots saying, because Trump wants to hurt black people, and having them fill out the ballots.
Right.
I mean, just total fraud.
Yeah, it does not surprise me. It does not surprise me at all. We've done countless different stories now going to these different states and just speaking to illegal aliens. Hey, are you registered to vote? Yeah, I'm registered to vote. Who do you plan on voting for? Kamala Harris. So,
you know, by the way, Gallup and others have done national surveys and found on average 15% of illegals will answer the question and say they are voting or have voted.
And we also ran into, there's some people who go out there and say, well, these illegals don't know what you're talking about. We've run into a lot who tell us, oh no, we can't vote. We're here illegally. We don't want to get in any trouble. And we have a lot of those cases where they know what they're getting into, what they're doing. And people can't use that excuse. We have plenty of evidence where they're very aware of it.
And then let me say this. We got this guy, Ken Benzinger from the New York Times, who likes to go around and follow our reporting and then try to debunk it. And so what he did is he looked at our report that we put out in Georgia with these illegal aliens being voter registered. And then he thought he was being smart, I guess. And he went, they sent a team down there and they found one of the people that we spoke to that admitted to being voter registered. And she goes, and you know, apparently this illegal alien told him, I was lying to them because I was afraid if I didn't tell them what they wanted to hear, they would deport me. And they published this as if that's like what, how do you operate? Like, do you have a brain? Obviously, that's a load of garbage, but this is what they publish to gaslight people into thinking that we're conspiracy theorists, and you have these millions of people that read the New York Times and actually believe this stuff. And, you know,
have you heard Trump's they filed criminal charges, the Haitians, an NGO run by Soros, against Trump saying mean phone calls or anything else that happens is Trump's fault. They want him put in jail, and Ohio's passed a law. They're going to try to indict Trump and J.D. Vance.
Yeah, and well, this is the thing, right? So Trump can't talk about them eating cats and dogs and geese and whatever else in Springfield, but you could have these labor trafficking rings, sex trafficking rings opening across the country. Let me, if we can, you know, there's other stuff in the report that I'd like to highlight because.
You got the floor, yeah.
So.
There's just so many clips, where we want to go.
Yeah, you know, if the crew has any time to chop this up and, we could play some of these, that'd be great, but there's.
You gotta do it before. It's like, or I could, you guys could go in the control room and do it. That's my pet peeve. We, such breaking stuff here and nobody's bad. It's just, I'm like, I need, I'll just say this on air. What I need when great people like you come in is not just the guys. They looked at it. They decided what they thought was important. They had no idea what you were going to cover. And so I just always, just like Groundhog Day, say, hey, I need to know what the guests want to cover. And then they tried to do their best job. That's why I'm kind of just doing this on air. So I've tried behind the scenes. I'll just start doing it on air. But you want to go tell them in the control room what we want to play? Because I don't know.
Well, it's all good. I mean, we could talk about it. It's not, you know, it's not a big deal, but if they could probably find what I'm talking about. There was a situation where we went to the projects of the Bronx, very dangerous area, and we went in and found one of these girls, and we were talking to her, and she was telling us a few things. Number one, that the kids in this facility that they were at in California were put on pills. Maybe, Carlos, you could speak more to that. You have these young girls and boys in this.
Yeah, the best thing is let's just not worry about the clips. People want to go see it. It's at Muckraker. It exists. Like, no more video. We'll just the best way to do it is not just obsess over trying to get the clips. It's not going to happen. And just send people directly there. And we can add all this in post too. It'll still be important. We want to save the kids. You guys have done such amazing work. So muckraker.com, Real Muckraker on X, and Real Muckraker on YouTube. It's just such important work. And of course, Carlos, your great site. People can find it there as well. InformantCarlos.com. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Well, Carlos, you were the one doing a lot of the speaking in Spanish. So maybe you could talk about how she was talking about how the kids are on pills in these facilities, how they're taken away at 3 a.m. and sent to places that they don't know. They're not allowed to say goodbye and they're crying because they don't know where they're going. They're being sent to a stranger, that sort of thing.
Yeah. So I've done countless of interviews about my time moving these kids, and InfoWars has been the one place where they've never tried to censor me on what I used to do. And one of the things that I used to do was, I used to move kids in the middle of the night in private airfields, private charter planes. And for the longest time, I've been getting told by multiple outlets, don't speak on that because that's QAnon, that's crazy, that's a conspiracy theory. We don't want to go down that route. But when we went out on this trip, we had countless of kids, 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 14-year-olds tell us that, oh, they woke us up at 3 a.m. and they took us to a private airfield where the entire plane was full of kids. And I asked them over and over again, did you see other adults on this plane, or were all the seats just children? And they would say the entire plane, every single seat was a child on it. And then they spoke on how they would land in New York and get on charter buses. And then when their sponsor finally picked them up, they picked them up at a park. At a public park in the middle of the night. And I would get confirmation from the sponsor as well. What time did you pick your child up? Did you pick them up at the airport or at the park? And they confirmed that as well. It was at 3 a.m. in the park. And these kids, all of them told stories about how they had little friends that they lost touch with. They never heard from again. And these friends promised them that they were going to add them on Facebook, that they were going to reach out to them when they got to their state that they were designated to go to. And a lot of these little girls were worried about friends they never heard from again. And then we've even had one specific situation in Florida where we were told Homeland Security showed up to these addresses and they did nothing. Their excuse was, oh, we couldn't find the children. And this is Homeland Security we're talking about, the federal government, saying they can't find the kids, but two guys with very limited resources were able to find the kids in one day. We found them in one day. So,
and let me back up what you're saying. I've been to the border. Our crew has. We've shown as soon as Biden got in, the planes loads full of kids. It was going on under Obama the last few years, but then it stopped under Trump. And then we would talk about it 3.5 years ago. People said, oh, it's a conspiracy theory in the New York Times. And then we had footage of the kids getting on the plane, some of them babies being carried on, them handing the babies over, no paperwork. and then the media would say it doesn't exist. Finally, it's broken out the last few years. But as you said, they then go, oh, no, that's crazy. You've been to the Walmarts where they stack the kids. You've been on the airplane shipping them around. Later in the last couple of years, they've admitted, oh, secret nighttime flights. And finally, media in New Jersey and New York and Minnesota and Tennessee and Florida caught it. And then the governor of Florida made a big deal about it and started, you know, pointing it out. But notice the first few years, they would just deny it was going on so that no one would ever be able to say, hey, that's wrong, secretly shipping kids around at night, giving them to God knows who. So what we'll do is we'll take this interview today, because I'm going to do it myself if I need to, and we will take everything you say with your clips. In fact, I'll do it. I'll put it together. And we'll then show the airplanes. We'll show the kids. We'll show your footage. We'll show mine. So we can actually show this to people. Because that's what's so insane about this. I mean, this is going on. It's admitted now. The Senate report, 325,000 kids missing, many in sex slavery, many in industrial slavery. The New York Times admits that while they try to cover up the rest of it. I mean, this is... So the reason the feds won't respond is they're the ones that complete the smuggling process, so the other agencies aren't supposed to expose it. It's the same thing.
Absolutely. And that's why they move these kids at 3 a.m. And that's what was confirmed to us, that they are moved at 3 a.m, that they're put on a private charter plane, like Carlos just said, and then they're dropped off in the middle of a field. They have the sponsors come and meet them in the middle of some field somewhere.
And by the way, it came out in the last few years. It shows the planes and reporters show the kids coming off in the field and being put in vans.
Right.
We'll add that in post too.
Right.
And we're live right now, but I'm going to put all this everywhere where you can see everything they're talking about. Everything you say, they sent to us. We've got it all. Go ahead.
So that is, that's the situation. And so, I mean, Carlos, you've told me so many stories when you were on the inside, you know, about what you saw. I think that people need to hear that one more time because it's just so powerful.
Yeah, you've got the floor now when we come back. Because I mean, you're an eyewitness. You've testified to Congress, legislatures. I mean, you worked there for decades.
Yeah, but
as you said, you saw it change and get from good to bad.
From good to bad, yes, yes. There was times where I wouldn't even get called for work during the Trump administration, and then the Biden administration came into place, and we were getting called every single day. I was flying 9 to 12 different planes a week, and you would arrive at certain camps, and you were told, well, the kids in this camp are suicidal, they're cutting themselves. The kids in this camp are pregnant teenagers. Excuse me. And, 2021, when the Biden administration was in place, you would just hear the craziest stories. You would hear, all right, you guys are not flying today. You guys, your job is to get in vans and drive these teenage girls to an abortion clinic to get an abortion done in California.
Wow.
And, that's another one that people don't really know about. And, it's just countless of things that you try to forget about, but you slowly remember when you see these kids again. And in California, that was a big one. And I know it doesn't surprise people that it's in California, but a lot of the people who would get on the airplanes with these kids, their job was to drive these girls to an abortion clinic and get the baby killed. And the other concerning part about the California kids is that these California camps were erasing pregnant girls from the records at these camps. And then as we were going on our trip, we were finding a lot of these girls that were saying, yeah, I was pregnant while I was in California, and this is the baby. And it's why were you trying to hide that pregnant girls were ever at your camp, you know? What's the story there? Why?
Where are the kids going? Where are the babies going?
Yeah.
This is a massive illegal industry. We're going to go to break. During the break, I'm going to go in there because you can pull this up. We can search engine. We even shot it ourselves. You can pull up secret nighttime flights of children, of migrants. And you can get the footage from New Jersey, everywhere we can show that to TV viewers. So people see this, listening or watching, can actually see that while they're saying this. This is on record, and this has come out for years now, but it doesn't ever get the attention. Hell, it doesn't even get attention around here. Because we get punch drunk, we get conditioned, we get our will broken by this mass evil. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This bad boy is the number one seller at thealexjonesstore.com. Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God. Folks love it. I love it. I love wearing this out in public. And it also lets the globals to let us know we are standing up against them, and we know who they serve, and we know who we serve. The BlackRock globalist-controlled left, from academia to the media, is obsessed with bullying you into silence because their ideas are illegal and unpopular. And if you simply speak up, it's game over. So stop thinking it's just Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or Donald Trump's going to save the world. It's all of us together. And wearing t-shirts in public that promote freedom is key. It doesn't just show our enemies we're awake. Other people see it and realize how popular freedom is. So ladies and gentlemen, it's a win-win. Get great shirts at theAlexJonesStore.com. Fund the operations. We fight the tyrants at Point Blank Range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage, so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Today's conspiracy theories, tomorrow's truths.
Some of these conspiracy theories have turned out to be true.
Which ones?
The Trump-Russia witch hunt, Jeffrey Epstein, JFK assassination, the misuse of the Patriot Act, the Iraq war, the weapons of mass destruction, the war in Ukraine, the bombing of the Nord Stream pipeline, the open border migration caravans, the climate change scam, chemtrails, and HARP, and 9/11 being an inside job, and the Internet of Things surveillance grid, and PFAs, and chemicals in the water turning everyone gay, and the 2020 election being stolen, and January 6th being filled with undercover feds, and Bilderberg, and Bohemian Grove, and global government, not to mention gain-of-function research, and the threat of China, and collapsing birth rates, and defund the police, and George Soros, and mail-in ballots, and big tech censorship, and disinformation agencies, and Obama's birth certificate, and probably some others I can't think of. I mean, so a few of them. I guess a couple of them have been true.
You will meet so many amazing people wearing the shirt. I'd say you'll get probably 50 compliments before you get one person screaming at you.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
It's an adventure to wear any of these shirts, but particularly this one. Get this design and so many others. They're limited edition at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Keep us on air in our fight against the globalists.
And I want to thank you so much for your support, because literally, when you call in thanking me on air, I say stop, because I'm thanking you. I love fighting the globalists. This is what I do. We've had such a huge effect together. So I want to thank you all for your past support. I encourage you now to go to thealexjonesstore.com and be sure to enter for the free truck and $10,000 and buy more product, support the broadcast, and get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day, each time you buy a product. This new initiative is so important to the future. So everybody, if you support what we're doing and want to get great shirts and ball caps at the same time, go to thealexjonesstore.com. And I almost forgot, most of these shirts come in multiple colors. And again, folks, InfoWars will be sold November 13th. If we don't have a buyer that's a patriot, obviously the left says they want to buy it, close it. It's not about getting them money. It's not about those families. It's all run by the FBI on record. That's on record. Tucker Carlson talked about it, you name it. But if you want to support our sponsors, they will obviously be able to continue on with whatever happens, whatever new thing is set up. But they're also supporting InfoWars as we speak. I need you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. Get some great t-shirts, great ball caps. Also go to drjonesnaturals.com, my dad's supplement company with the best nano silver products, next level foundational energy, and so much more at drjonesnaturals.com. And these guys are just my heroes. I've been there. I've seen just a snapshot of what they've seen, and it's really upset me. Carlos, I see you almost start breaking down when you're talking about working for DHS and then becoming a whistleblower, seeing, you know, these kids being grabbed, many of them obviously kidnapped, scared, tortured, raped. They won't, you know, they finally open up to you. You've told the stories before, and you're on these flights flying them everywhere. You've got the floor here, because I mean, this is so important for people to understand. Anthony keeps pointing at you because you're the guy that's been through this. And, of course, we can put some of the footage of these flights up there. They don't want us to talk about. They try to deny this is going on, but it is going on, and it's still going on. What you witnessed, what you've seen.
Yeah, well, the flight we're looking at right now, I actually had some coworkers on that flight, and they were on a three-day trip, meaning they were going to arrive in New York. If this is the one I'm thinking it is, it's upstate New York, and they were going to get in rentals, and they also got in charter buses. And some groups head out to Connecticut, some groups drop off in the rest of New York, some go as far as North Carolina, and all these kids are on this plane, the entire plane, they don't know where they're going. And that was confirmed to us, not just by myself and other whistleblowers, but the kids we visited on this trip that we did for this video.
And they don't know who they're going to.
No, they don't know who they're going to either.
Now imagine, you adopt somebody, my sister, Marley. Well, I was 14 when we adopted her. She's from South Korea. There was a whole record of her mother was single. You know, over there particularly, it's hard for single mothers to have, you keep a kid in that culture. So we adopted her. She's great. 6 months old. She's my sister. I love her as much as blood. But there was a whole year-long process before she was even born, for kids that were going to be given up. Then there was a whole process after that. Tons of social workers, money to make sure my parents were good, interviews, all this stuff, and we got my sister. Imagine just handing them out, and then they just disappear, and the federal government's involved in it and doesn't care. I mean, just think about the evil we're talking about.
Yeah, and we had a lot of kids in the New York area with their sponsors where I asked them, hey, did you go through any fingerprints? Did you go through any type of background to get this child?
Getting a dog from the pound, there's more paperwork.
Yeah, exactly. Because a lot of these sponsors told us no. They said no fingerprints, no background. All I did was sign a piece of paper, and they gave the kid to me. And then they turned around and gave the kid away 2 days later. And it was just mind-blowing, because we have, if Congress ever really wants to do anything, we have a lot of footage of these parents, these quote-unquote parents saying, we didn't do fingerprints, we didn't do nothing. We just got the kid 3 days later, and they told us to show up at the airport or show up at the park. And it's very scary, because these kids, a lot of them, the kids that are arriving the most into the United States, they're from Guatemala, and a lot of them don't even speak Spanish. They speak a dialect. They speak a native language in Guatemala. They think they have about 8 or 9 of them. So if they're being trafficked, there's no way for them to communicate even with myself, because I don't speak their language.
They speak Native American tongues.
Yes, yes, they do. And a lot of the times, to even communicate with those kids, we'd have to ask other kids in the shelter, hey, can you translate this to him? Tell him to do this, tell him to do that. And we would have to use other kids, because there's nowhere, you can't go to the unemployment office, or you can't call a number and say, hey, I need a native language from Guatemala. It's very hard to find. And the companies I used to work for, they used to offer $40, $50 to anybody who can speak that native tongue, that native language from Central America, and they could never find anybody. And these kids, how are they going to communicate? Hey, I'm being trafficked. I'm not where I'm supposed to be. And it's impossible for
them. What about all the footage we shot personally in South Texas, where the same woman every hour pulls up with another baby, says, this is my baby. There's no fingerprints or nothing, and they just hand the baby off to some woman who just disappears, or some man. Where the hell do those babies go?
Yeah, so those are going across the country to others, to quote-unquote sponsors. And I'm so glad you guys, when I first saw that you guys had that footage, I was so relieved, because I've always shared a story that the youngest child I moved was 3 months old.
Wow.
And a lot of people look at me like they don't want to believe it. It's hard for them to believe. But then that InfoWars crew has footage of babies being passed around at the airport. And the other thing I've recently shared, it's very hard for me to share everything, not just because I don't want to, but it's just so much that I forget. And one thing I recently shared in a documentary was that when I moved that three-month-old, I wasn't given formula, I wasn't given diapers, because supposedly I was supposed to land where I was going to drop this child off at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and I ended up dropping the child off at 2 in the morning. And
they're not even giving babies food.
Yeah, they don't give babies food.
And they claim Trump's locking kids up in cages, which he never did.
Yeah. And to touch a little on that, was that the kids that were being separated during the Trump administration was because these kids would walk up to us, and I had one child walk up to me and say, hey, the guy I'm with in the shelter, he's saying he's my dad, but he's not my dad. He's touching me sexually. He stole me from my home. And he stole me from my home because back then there was a policy from the Obama era where families were allowed to get into the country no matter what. So a lot of these people in Central America were taking children from anywhere they could just to get an automatic entry into the country. And
even mainstream news admits sometimes kids have been smuggled multiple times back and forth as like the ticket into the country.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things, speaking of the dialects, you know, that would be used against us. There was a house that we went to that was part of that network of houses that was part of that Florida trafficking ring. And we knocked on the door and we said, hey, we're looking for such and such. And was these Guatemalan men that were living there. And, you know, we would be talking to them, and then they would all start talking amongst themselves in the dialect, in this Guatemalan dialect that we couldn't understand. And then they would answer us. And then we'd ask them another question. They'd all huddle up and start talking this dialect, and they'd answer us, bullshitting us. But that's the situation that Carlos was just talking about, where you have these people that speak these dialects, where it's like some small, there might be a couple of thousand people in the country that speak these things, but there's no way to communicate. And then they could also communicate in secret right in front of you. And no matter who you are, basically, you have no way to decipher what they're saying. And so we ran into that situation as well.
And, man, that footage is crazy right there.
What about Trump got money for DNA testing, rapid testing, see if somebody was related. And then I learned this year, they said they were killing it, but now they had whistleblowers a few months ago in Congress that as soon as Biden got in, even though the money was earmarked, they killed the DNA testing to aid the smugglers in getting through with kidnapped kids. I mean, it's not like the feds are letting this happen. They're aiding it. Sorry, go ahead.
It's on record. The head of HHS is on record saying that this is like a Ford assembly line, that the job is to move the kids out as fast as possible. It's on record in Florida grand juries, or at least they're taking measures to try to stop this, right? I mean, there are some states that won't even look into this, but at least in Florida, they're trying to do the right thing. But there was a Florida grand jury about a year ago where they have people admitting that, you know, there was a situation where an ORR worker, Office of Refugee Resettlement, reported a situation of over 100 children being sent to one address in Texas. And they were like, what's going on here? So they reported it to a human trafficking hotline, and they got fired. Just like that. So that speaks to your point, right? I mean, this is known. They're doing this intentionally. They're sending these people out to eat, you know, yeah. Intentionally, or even if it's not intentional, they just don't give a damn, right?
And well, it was Biden saying, when I win, surge the border. The NGOs are giving government funding. They're bringing them up there, so they're basically completing the process.
Right. Can we do this?
Yeah, go ahead.
I gave the crew a couple of clips. Let's start with the first one. I gave them an abandoned house. This was a house we showed up at in New York. This was in Amityville, New York, on Long Island. It was a house where allegedly two young boys, 7 and 10, were sent to a sponsor there. And we showed up, and the house is totally derelict and shut down. Nobody lives there anymore. We tried calling the phone number associated with the sponsor, and it was just disconnected. So if they have that clip, which we pulled out in the back.
Here it is.
We are at this house here, 321 Broadway in Amityville, New York on Long Island. Allegedly, two children were delivered to a sponsor that lives at this address. But as you can see, nobody lives here. And honestly, it doesn't look like anybody's lived here in quite a long time. So we're not too sure where those two children went. It was two young boys that were sent here. We're not too sure where they are or if they're even still in New York or even in the country anymore. That's one example.
And you've got clips you've just put out new today where you're actually talking to finding the kids.
So there was, we could play the next clip. Let's play the clip that came after that where it's us in a apartment. There's multiple people there. And the girl's telling us how her friends would cry to her at night because they didn't know where they were going. This clip right here.
Roll it.
How many days were you in Pomona, California?
I was there for 35 days.
35? Did you ever hear anyone say they didn't know where they were going?
Well, I remember two kids. One said she didn't know where she was going, and the other said she didn't know what would happen. And then, 2 days before I came here, one night before, she cried because she didn't know what they would do with her. We went to sleep, and in the morning, when I got up, she was gone. They had taken her away, and she wanted to say goodbye, but they wouldn't let her.
They wouldn't let her?
No, I don't know what happened.
Because they get them up at 4 o'clock in the morning?
3 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning.
And they said...
They do not allow it.
Pick up everything you're leaving?
And they take them away. It gives me the creeps.
Where was your friend from?
One was from Honduras, and the other was from Guatemala.
Okay.
Well, she was a good friend of mine before that. She always cried and told me her sorrows, and she told me to give her my Facebook. I always waited for her to send me a message, and I never got anything from her.
And how old was she, if you remember?
16. She was 16.
Did you ever hear others say they had asked to be sent back and they wouldn't let them?
Yeah, I heard that.
And so probably one of the most important parts there is at the end where we ask, you know, did you ever hear kids asking to be sent back home and they wouldn't let them? Under current Biden administration policy, they will not send the kids back home. Once they're detained and they're in the hands of Border Patrol and then HHS, that's it. Even if they say, listen, I just want to go back to my parents. I was smuggled here. They will not send the kid back home. They send him off at best to a foster care system.
And then the NGOs and all the foster care systems get more federal funding to take care of the people that don't have a future or have a job.
Correct. Or other times they're sent to a labor trafficking ring. If you guys want to roll the last clip that I gave you of the labor trafficking ring in Florida, where it was this network of houses where they sent all these kids to, and it was run by two Guatemalan illegal aliens.
I want to play that in a moment, but first, why do you think the New York Times did a couple articles last year admitting, okay, a lot of these kids are in slave labor, sleeping on the floor as young as 12, working at factories, and they're falling into machines, tire-making machines, cereal boxing machines. Was that just covering their bases? Because they try to cover this up with all their other articles, but then separately they're like, okay, this is going on.
Yeah, well, that was Hannah Dreyer, right? And she did a great report there. And, I mean, Carlos, you know her, right? So I'll let you speak on that.
Yeah, so from what I understand from her, she thinks the program does some good. She thinks that the program should exist. And even if it means, you know, some kids being put up in risk of trafficking, she believes that it's still doing some good. And she is, I don't understand her.
Well, she unjustifies the means. I had the head of the Texas Health Department once on the hike and bike trail. He says, by the way, I'm the head of the health department. He didn't know I Googled his name and found it really was him. And he goes, you know, we know vaccines actually kill a bunch of people, but it helps more than it hurts, which is a lie. But that's their attitude. Well, some get enslaved and killed, but it's for the better good. They're coming from a bad place, so we're going to do this. No. They're bringing in a permanent underclass they control.
Right.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, and it's still happening. I forget where it was, but apparently the city of Chicago right now is under investigation because they're sending kids out to Michigan to work at a factory. and that's under investigation right now. And this is the current mayor in Chicago, Mayor Brad Johnson, I believe. He's being accused of sending illegals out to work, illegals who are underage, and it just doesn't stop. And it's a form of cheap labor, and it's going to keep happening.
Slavery.
And it doesn't matter. They don't care if the kids die. They say, well, there's more kids coming in the following month. And they're going to keep coming. And the last hearing in the Senate, the Democrats in the Senate, they're trying to make it to where it's a lot faster from the moment the kids get to the border. They're trying to bypass the Walmarts. So they want to get rid of the Walmarts and send them directly from the border straight to wherever they're being trafficked to. So they want to bypass these kids meeting someone like me who's trying to do the good thing, the right thing. They want to bypass any chance of trafficking being uncovered, and sending them straight to a sponsor who's supposedly a family member. So that's what the current Senate Democrats are fighting for right now. They're trying to do away with the shelters and just make it really faster, like an assembly line.
And Carlos, you worked there decades and saw a program that was checking the parents and making sure and going, and then you just saw it get bad under Obama, better under Trump, basically go away and then get even, I'm not putting words in your mouth, I've talked to you a lot, but I mean, in your own words, this is really important. People understand you're a famous whistleblower, people that don't know who you are.
Well, what it is it just got out of hand during the COVID era. A lot of the football stadiums, soccer stadiums that shut down, the Biden administration opened them back up to put children inside of these places.
Well, we're all locked up. They're escalating human trafficking.
Uh-huh. They were escalating it. And there's reports. You can go on Google and look up. Greg Abbott shows up to the convention stadium in San Antonio, Texas, and shuts it down in 2020-21 because there was reports of some of these kids running away with the workers. So people who were supposed to be taking care of these children were running away with them and getting romantically involved with them.
Total lawlessness.
Yeah, and these kids at these shelters, a lot of them ran away. There was a lot of reports of them running away from the shelter in San Antonio. And it just got out of hand. The amount of kids that showed up, a lot of people think that this past year has been the worst for illegal immigration, and it has been. But a lot of people forget that in 2021, Petco Stadium, a lot of the stadiums from California, Arizona, military bases,
high schools.
Yeah, high schools.
Remember in Chicago, boys, they were kicking all the kids out of the football. You couldn't, the gyms, the football stadiums, the band areas were just no band this year. Illegals live there.
Yeah. And in 2021, instead of being adults, it was all children. And people don't cover it, don't care, because it was the beginning of the Biden administration. And more people, if you guys have some time, you need to look up 2021 OR child shelters. You'll see all the horrible reports that came out.
And by the way, I'm glad you raised old reports, because this is currently happening. If you go back like 12 years ago, the head of the Clinton Foundation got caught smuggling hundreds of Haitians. People can look this up. Elite children as young as five into New York and other areas. She went to prison for a long time. She got out, and recently she heads up the Amber Alert system. You can't make so they know which kids they, you know, that's what you want to be in control of. Think, folks. Back then, it was still a big enough deal with the feds that she went to jail. This is being done by our own government at a mass scale, and it's just been normalized now.
Right. Well, to a certain extent, when you have all these hundreds of thousands of children coming in, there's no real good answer. I mean, there's more children than you have government workers. What do you, you know, it's
that's what I'm saying, though, but the government created the problem and funded it to do it.
That's right. That's right. And then they put us all in a crisis, and then people beg for government to then solve the exact same problem that they created. And, you know, one of the things that they do, it's real simple, actually, how they're able to exact, you know, labor and debt payments from these kids, sometimes sexual acts. It's very simple. They threaten them with deportation. They say, and this is what two different girls told us in our video. They say, if you don't pay me this debt, if you don't pay for this, if you don't do this, different examples in our video, people can watch it. Well, we're going to sick a judge on you, right? We're going to make sure that you're deported. There was one girl in our video who said that she was threatened, and she was told that if you don't do this, you're never going to see your mother back home again, right? And so they're able to do this. These children are in the situation. They don't really know what the legal framework is. Like Carlos was saying before, they speak these dialects. So it's not even like they can really get information in Spanish, because they don't understand Spanish, some of them. And so now they're in this foreign country. They're being told, well, there's going to be a judge on you if you don't do what I say. I give
they're isolated. They're alone.
Isolated and alone. And
sex slavery.
And then because of that, they're able to be exploited because with a threat from this, you know, sponsor, quote unquote, of deportation. And a lot of times that it's really as simple as that, right? And they stay in this country. They think it's hinged on being a subservient slave to this person.
And aside from the Guatemalan kids, this gets overlooked a lot, but we also moved children, MBM Inc. moved children during the Afghanistan withdrawal. And I moved a lot of kids from Afghanistan who they would tell me, well, this kid's here by himself because his parents are still on an army base in Germany or they're in Italy and they arrived first before they could. And we used to have to use iPads to try to translate. And a lot of these kids were always crying and you could never understand why they were crying. And they were arriving at a Air Force base in Pennsylvania and we were moving them to Chicago and Chicago would move them to somewhere else.
And then they disappear. For all we know, their organs are being harvested. I mean, anything. Mm.
And you know, one more thing. This is actually more important than what I just said. You know, so I just said they're threatened with deportation, right? You're going to get sent back or sent somewhere else if you don't do what I say. But another thing that they'll do is a lot of times these sponsors will have tie-ins with the child's family back home, right? So this sponsor, this is in our video as well with the Florida ring. The sponsor will pay the smuggling fee for the child to come in here, right? And a lot of times that debt will then fall on the family back home. And these people, you know, can be slash are a lot of times gang affiliated. And they'll straight up say, you know, if you don't do what we tell you, your family back home is going to be in serious trouble. And that's another way that they are able to keep these kids subservient. So even if the child
brings. And that's what happens with a lot of the Chinese, that the government gets money, lets them come here, and then their family has to pay the debt. They've got to pay back to the family tens of thousands of dollars.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm friends with it. Not friends, but I'm acquaintances. There's a Chinese illegal alien who I've stayed in touch with over the last year since he came through the Darien Gap. And he's told me stories like that. Absolutely. Exactly like you just said, right? And, so that's, it's very simple. But that's as simple as it is. It's an incredibly
complex system. So how do you fix it? You shut down the border. You deport everybody. The military agent, particularly, you prosecute the NGOs for crimes against humanity, and you don't do global lockdowns that implode the third world so they don't have any food and have to come up here, and you get us out of the UN migrant treaty, and you shut this down.
Absolutely, and we have to hope that if Trump is elected president in 2024, that there are no half measures, because at this point, there is no room for that, in my opinion.
Stay there. Let's do five more minutes ahead of Jason Berman's coming up, the Noah and Schroyer. You're going to be back on with him, and by then, you got here. You're great. You can tell us what clips you want. This hour turned out very, very powerful. I've seen the clips on how powerful they are, so I want to make sure we've got all those ready for the next show. We're going to take this interview and edit it down and then add a bunch of clips to it and get that out tomorrow. Because this is so huge, ladies and gentlemen. There's just so much evidence. We're going to get it all in there. Cruz doing a great job. You guys are doing a great job. Carlos, Anthony, stay right there. I'm going to come back. You guys will have the floor for five more minutes. Then you'll have a break for an hour. And then you're on with Owen Schroyer in the War Room. Stay with us. Hour number four, straight ahead. Want your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today? It's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. You can enter for free by putting in your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products that fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day.
According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must. And we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Carlos Arellano is our guest in the room of the Muckrakers. Informant Carlos on X, informantcarlos.com. Be sure to support these guys. Anthony Rubin, muckraker.com. We've only got 5 minutes left. And Burmis was going to be on. Actually, it's going to be the Tucker Carlson excerpts of the big event Monday. And then coming up at 3 o'clock in less than an hour, Owen Schroyer. I'm not under the weather, folks, but I just screamed and yelled at that event. And then kind of got something in my throat. I don't have a fever, but I'm not feeling too hot because I only got 3 hours sleep. Tuesday night, not a good thing to do, but I'll be back hopefully strong tomorrow here. As soon as I'm off here, I'm going to shoot some key reports on the World War III developments of the biggest ever. But we're losing our heart and soul with this human trafficking. So solutions, Carlos and Anthony right now.
Absolutely. Carlos, you want to go first?
These are solutions. I can't think of anything else right now other than, you know, got to vote for Trump. Got to tell people vote for Trump because I was working in the moving of the children under his administration, and it was a lot better. I used to worry about, hey, I need to find another job because there's no work, and when there's no work, it means there's no kids to move. So we got to tell people to vote for him, and that's what I can think about.
That really is the big one. I mean, Trump's going to shut that border down.
He's not only got to shut it down. As far as solutions go, he not only has to shut it down, he has to have, I know he's called for it, but I hope there's actual political will for it once he's in the White House, if he gets there, God willing, to perform mass deportations, millions upon millions of people. Eisenhower did it. It was Operation Wetback was the name of that. And, you know, he was able to deport, you know, over a million people. Now we're talking about tens of millions of people. So there needs to be incredible political strength and willpower to be able to pull something off like that. And I hope I have faith in him, you know, who but him. But, you know, we need to make sure that even once he's in the White House, if he gets there, again, God willing, that we keep the pressure on it. But, you know, people are waking up. And I was telling Alex this, before we came back on air here. People are more awake than ever. And I could say, you know, my own family, my own mother, who never would have listened to Alex Jones, right? Lifelong Democrat, now a big fan of yours. And, you know, so the point is, it's not about me or my family or my mother. The point is, that is a little sample, right? And that if that's happening in my ecosystem, that's certainly happening nationwide. And the nation is waking up, but I hope that it will wake up before we go extinct and go the way of the dodo bird, which if Kamala is put in office and we have another 10, 20 million people flood the borders, I don't know what the number is, but eventually we cease to exist and the United States as we know it is dissolved into this homogenous North American economic zone, and that is it. Our way of life is gone. So people are waking up. I just hope that there is enough time. We're doing everything that we within our power to try to turn the ship around.
I don't know how you guys do it because I've been down on the border, it's not exaggerated, over the years 20 times. And just the last few years, it's infuriating to watch the trafficking and not be able to do anything. And then I kind of feel guilty that I can't stop it myself. How do you deal with that? I see you get tears in your eyes, Carlos, talking about this.
Oh, man. You just got to think of the kids, you know? You got to think, got to keep trying because there's 40 kids right now. It's going to be 40 kids tomorrow and another 40 kids the day after. Secretary Becerra wants to turn it into an assembly line. And one thing we got to remember when we get Trump back in office is he's going to do his best to fix it, but they're going to fight him on it. Just because he wins doesn't mean they're going to roll over and let him do all that he can. And we have to keep supporting him, keep exposing whatever we can because...
Well, I totally agree.
Yeah, these places, these child places are never going to shut down. But the best thing we can
do. And it's going to leak into, and not just poor illegals, it's going to leak into everybody's life now when kids aren't protected.
Yeah.
People think it's going to stop here. You got another thing coming.
Yeah, quickly here in like 20 seconds. I mean, when Trump, if he tries to do mass deportations, there are going to be Democrat leftist law firms coming out everywhere trying to put a stop on this. So it's not like he could just be like, okay, mass deportations, there's going to be lawsuits, they're going to be coming at him. So even lawyers, law firms at a lower local level can probably get involved in this fight. I'm not a lawyer. I don't really know how that works. But, you know, it's going to take everybody. It's going to take all Americans. We can't just hope for some...
And there's more than one way to fight. You'll be able to find those law firms that will be trying to keep the illegals going are skimming money and corrupt. You don't even fight them legally. You expose their mafia organization and get them indicted. Great job, gentlemen. Tucker Carlson coming up and so much more. And Owen Schroyer in 55 minutes. Great job.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Country. And thank you for saying that. That has been, this is our 12th city, and out of 16, and one of the things that I wanted, oh, I love you too, thank you. I wanted, you know, if you spend your life experiencing the United States through your phone, which I think all of us do, you really lose track of what it's actually like. And you do. And I do think that part of the lie, part of the plan for the rest of us is to convince us that our country sucks. And that's not true at all. And that's why it's been such a blessing to go coast to coast. 8:30 this morning, I was on the Conestoga River in your state. Beautiful. You could have been anywhere, Montana, New Zealand. It was incredible. And I ran into people in the park where I was looming, not in a threatening way, but, you know, wandering around one of your parks. And they said to me, oh, my gosh, we just saw Alex Jones wandering in the park. Actually. And they weren't afraid. They were delighted. And they were great people. And that's kind of the point, is that in 12 cities from East Coast to West Coast to the middle to back to the East Coast, I haven't met a single angry person. I haven't met a single nasty person. I haven't met anybody mistreating anybody else. I met exactly the opposite. I have met the warmest, kindest, most loving, hilarious, eccentric people I've ever met. And those are the people I grew up with. This is the country I remember. And so, no, it's true, though. It actually is great. And I've just been reminded of that. So thank you. And thank you for having me. So with that said, and I've been in a good mood, despite being away from my wife and dogs, I've been in a good mood every day for the last 21 days, really until today when I got back from wandering around one of your parks, and I see this picture of your governor. You know, I actually don't really want to show up in somebody else's state and, like, attack their politicians, because that's not my state or Commonwealth. But I saw a photograph of your governor, Josh Shapiro, standing with a foreign leader, signing an artillery shell that is going to kill civilians in a country we're not at war with a grin on his face. And I had a couple of thoughts. I was disgusted by it, actually. I was enraged by it. And here's why. Let me be specific about here's why. The first reason is, you know, I've been driving around Pennsylvania, and actually I've fished here a lot over the course of my life, and so I know the state pretty well. And there are some, I mean, it is really one of the prettiest out of 50, maybe the prettiest in spots out of 50. It's ridiculous how pretty it is. But there are some hurting places in this state, like hurting, like actually, where people don't have jobs, where, you know, beautiful buildings in utter disrepair, walking back from dinner last night, people sleeping on the sidewalk, you know, things that we should not put up with in a country with self-respect. And our leaders did that, actually. And so for anybody in charge of anything in this country, and particularly in this state, to be spending time, money, or concern on a foreign country's problems enraged me. It enraged me. How dare you lecture me about problems in some other place, whether it's in Eastern Europe or the Middle East or, I don't know, Central Africa. I don't care. I don't wish any of those people harm at all. I wish everyone well. But for you to spend your time worrying about that and paying for that, when your own state, people in your own state are literally living on the sidewalk, damn you, actually. I thought, I mean that. Because a leader's only job is to take care of the people he leads. Period. It's not to end global climate change. It's not to defeat Vladimir Putin or anybody else. It's to protect and watch over the people he leads. This is true of any organization, starting with the most basic organization in any society, which is the family. A father's job is to watch over his family. And if his kids are sick and have drug problems and he takes off to another country to deal with other people's children in a faraway land, he has abandoned his family. And I don't care what story he tells you about himself and what a great and caring and compassionate person he is, and I don't care how much he attacks you for noticing, he is a bad father and a bad man. Because he has violated his sacred duty to his own children. That's why he's here, is to watch over his children. The same is true for all organizations. Whether it's a military unit or the office you work in or the town you live in or the state you reside in or the nation you were born in, the people who run it have one job, and that's to watch out for you because they're your leaders. And when they ignore that, they are evil. Period. They're not misguided. There's no way that someone who lives in this state, particularly who claims to represent this state, was born in this state. I'm one of you. I'm from Pennsylvania. You don't notice that there's, you take a city like the one I woke up in this morning where my wife went to grade school, and it's a beautiful city built over centuries by hardworking immigrants, by the way. German mostly, but probably from lots of other places. And they spent hundreds of years making this a great city. And I walked through it this morning on the way to the park, and the streets are covered in garbage and broken needles. And it's like, you don't notice that? Really, Josh Shapiro? You don't notice that? How can you not notice that? There's someone sleeping right there. And you're lecturing me about Ukraine? Damn you. There's no concern at all, and where there's no concern, there's no love, actually. Concern grows from love. It's organic. It's easy. You didn't have to read a book about how to love your children. It came naturally to you. They're your children. And by the way, that's enough. I'm one of them. You know, not super well-educated, non-geniuses. We have a lot of dumb parents who are pretty good parents. Not because they learn some theory about parenting from the Harvard School of Parenting, but because they love their children. And if you love your children, you may make a mistake here and there. I have. Every parent has. But over time, if your actions are guided by a sincere love for your child, that child's going to be okay. Because that's all that matters. And so, if over time you totally ignore the material and spiritual condition of your people, if they wind up sleeping on the street and the storefronts are closed and the windows are broken and they can't walk to CVS without getting mugged and it's physically unclean? That's not an accident. They don't love you. They hate you. That is true. Do not listen. I talk for a living, so I think a lot about this, about words and their use. And I use words, we all do, to communicate with other people. It's what separates us from the animals. It's not the opposable thumb. Whoever thought of that is an idiot. It's language. It's language. It's the ability to be precise about the way we feel and communicate that to another person, to pass on information, to pass on our history. That's what our culture is. It's talking. And that's great. But words are also, if you think about it, a means of deception. They are a vector for lying. How do the lies reach you? Because they come out of somebody's mouth. So if you're in my business and you think a lot about language and you're around people who are lying for a living, after a while, you lose faith in it. You do. And after a while, at least if you're me, you decide, you know, I'm going to be a lot more like my dog. My dog is not a fluent English speaker. Genius, but doesn't speak English. And yet my dog and your dog and everyone's dog knows exactly what's up. They can't hear a word you say. They only watch you. And when you move over and pick up the bowl, it's dinner time. You didn't tell them that. They're watching what you do. And I've decided that's a much more accurate way to judge intent. You can say, well, I have a plan because I'm so compassionate. I really care about you and all your communities. First of all, anyone who uses the word community is lying to you. Because there's no such thing as a community. There are only people, actually, with names and fingerprints. There are only individuals. No woman ever gave birth to a community. There's no such thing. Talking about communities is a way of ignoring actual people. Really, name three people in the community. What are their middle names? Who are their moms? Do you know their moms? You don't know anything about the community. Community is a way to make your responsibility more diffuse and less specific. I don't want to hear about a community. How about that guy? He's on fentanyl. There's a spreading puddle of urine in front of him. That's an American citizen. That's someone you're supposed to love. Your job is to love that person, and you're doing nothing for that person because you're lecturing me about the community is the truth. And I'm sorry to say it. I drive into this town. I've been coming to Reading not very often, but like once every 4 or 5 years. It's like, you know, your college roommate's kids, they grow so fast, you know, because you don't see them that much. So I come to Reading like sporadically, but pretty consistently over like 40 years now. Not better. It's a beautiful town, actually. It's a beautiful town. Like someone spent a lot of time building Reading, Pennsylvania. It's super obvious as you drive in. It's not a bunch of dollar stores. No, there are a bunch of big, substantial brick buildings built over 100 years by people who cared. And to see a town like that dying from lack of care, from lack of love, but it's not just Josh Shapiro. Trust me, it's a whole line. It's decades of politicians who didn't love you. That enrages me. And then to see him direct his love toward a foreign leader and a foreign population that he knows nothing about. He doesn't speak Ukrainian. What do you know about Ukraine, Josh Shapiro? No, it's a way for his friends to get rich and him to puff himself up like some sort of fake world leader and seem like he cares. He's got bigger concerns in mind. Geopolitical. You may not know that word. Geopolitical. Trust me, Josh Shapiro has no freaking idea what that word means. But more to the point, Josh Shapiro's only job is to protect and enhance the lives of people in Reading and Pottstown and every other town in this state. Including, and I'm just going to say it, you're going to jeer me, including Philadelphia. I know. Boo, Philadelphia, I get it. But Philadelphia, whatever else that you can say about it, is filled with American citizens. American citizens, your brothers and sisters in your common Americanness, fellow citizens. Yeah, right there. And my nephew from Philadelphia, my brother-in-law from Philadelphia, right now, here, great people. And how is that city doing? I mean, it's a reliable source of political power for creeps like Josh Shapiro, because it's easy to rig it in Philadelphia. And that's what we spend all our time talking about. But what we never talk about is the zombies walking under public transportation there. And they're not zombies, actually. They're Americans with names. And they're dying. And he doesn't care. And giving them a safe place to shoot up is not love. It's hate. That's hate. I don't care what they call it. And that's what I mean about language. They can dress up hate as love. Oh, that's love. It's compassion. It's caring. It's harm reduction. Really? Your kid comes home and is like, I'm a junkie. You're like, well, here's some needles. I'm going to give you some you time in your room to shoot fentanyl. What? You're going to chain him to the freaking radiator until he gets better. Of course, or do whatever you can to get that child off a drug that can and will kill him. You would never make it easier for your kid to kill himself. And that's exactly what they're doing. And then they're lecturing you about harm reduction. You're evil, actually. That's how I feel when I hear that, having lost a lot of people I love to drugs. I bet there's not one person in this room who doesn't know someone who's died from drugs. You think Josh Shapiro stays up late about worrying about that? No. He stays up late worrying that Ukraine doesn't have enough weapons of mass destruction to win some unwinnable war. You're evil, if that's your concern. So the only way you judge people is by the effects of what they do. You judge the tree by the fruit. And you can say, well, I'm a lemon tree. I'm a lemon tree. Bright orange, tart, but delicious with Diet Coke. I'm a lemon tree. Really? Because those are pomegranates, honey. Those aren't lemons. You're lying. You are not a lemon tree. Those are pomegranates. I know because there's the fruit. You can tell me you care about the people of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, but they're dying of drug ODs, and you're doing nothing other than sending more weapons of mass destruction to some creepy guy in a tracksuit. And that's the other thing that enraged me, and I didn't expect to give a speech like this because I'm really trying to cool the temperature and remind all of us that we're all Americans, that we all have something in common. But it just spun me up so completely watching that grinning ghoul with that other grinning ghoul signing an artillery shell. He's never seen one go off. I have. And anybody who takes delight in the death of civilians is a freak. That's just a fact. And there's something forbidden about saying that, particularly if you're on the right. I've been on the right my whole life. I've never been on the left. I've never been some freaky liberal, okay? Ever. And I never will be. So I think I have the authority to say, if you take delight in the suffering of other human beings, you're evil. And I mean that. That's what my religion tells me. That's what common sense tells me. That's disgusting. That's disgusting. And yet they do. Because the truth is they're violence worshipers, actually. They're violence They are. And how do you know that? By what they do? Not what they say. Oh, it's all about freedom and compassion. Really? An entire generation of Ukrainians has been killed in a war they literally can't win. And they get off on it. They love it. They love violence. That's why every federal agency with guns, they've taken over. No, they love it. And why do they love it? Because it makes them feel like God. That's why. Because the one power that God possesses that we do not possess is the power to create and end life. You can kill in self-defense. We can argue about what the self-defense is. I mean, that's, you know, it's a whole conversation, which is a legitimate conversation. But what we know we can't do because we are not God is murder people because they're in the way. Or murder people to get rich. You can't be Dick Cheney, actually. Sorry, it's not allowed. And so when Dick Cheney and his creepy, freaky little daughter joined the Kamala Harris for President campaign, everyone's like, oh, that's so shocking. I can't quite believe that. No, no, no. All the people who worship violence are now on the same side. Yeah, it's disgusting. And you may not have thought about how disgusting it is because the one thing they're good at, the only thing, their unique talent, it's not building anything. It's not creating anything. When was the last time someone built something beautiful and useful in Reading? When was the last time one of your leaders was like, you know, we're going to make it better in Reading? No, it's been a long time. Josh Shapiro hasn't done it. But the one thing they are good at is seizing the moral high ground. Immediately. No matter what they're doing, whether it's giving drugs to junkies, crack pipes to crackheads, abetting the largest example of human trafficking in the history of the West, which is what they're doing right now, is they move 15 million people illegally into our country from around the world. The girls get sold off to coyotes. They did that. They're human traffickers at scale. No, that's just a fact. By the way, that's not a crackpot opinion. That's just true. And yet they turn to you, every person in this room, the people with useful jobs, the kind of jobs that actually are essential, and they're like, you're just bad people. Really? Oh, you're bad people? Really? There was an analysis done. Bobby Kennedy told me this, and I checked, and it's true. In the last election, Biden voters own 70% of the wealth in the United States, and Trump voters own 30%. And I thought to myself, on the one hand, it's like, okay, the Republican Party is now the party of working-class people. Great. But then I thought, how did they get 70% of the wealth? They don't do anything, actually. They have no skills. There's nothing they do that we really need. In fact, most of it's bad. I mean, ask yourself, if your average Biden voter somehow, like, got pulled out of the workforce, would you be okay? No, I'm really... Like, how long do you think this country could survive without private equity? A week? Before we all just starve to death. How long could you and your family make it without a DEI consultant on site? No, I'm serious. Could you get to Halloween? Or would one of your little children stare up at you with doe eyes and say, Mommy, I need a DEI consultant. I need it now. I need it now. Honestly, I need a school counselor or some heavy-set nurse to convince me to go trans. I need that. Honestly, I need Tim Walls talking to me about my sex life in high school. Really, I need a creep like Tim Walls. No, I do. I need it. I need it bad. Yeah, that guy's not creepy. Okay. Let your instincts be your guide on that one, let me just say. As I always would tell my children, if someone seems creepy, he is. Am I indicting him for the crime? Nope, I don't have any evidence. I don't need any. That guy's a creep. Sorry. Chances my dogs would bark at Tim Walls if he came over to my house? 100%. Oh, yeah, they would. They'd back him into a corner. I'd be like, stop that. And they wouldn't stop because they know. But the point is... That entire, not just political party, but class of people has created an entire economy and credentialing system to reward themselves with money and power that is not deserved. That's exactly the truth. I don't like to swear, but the phrase bullshit jobs is a real thing. Those are all bullshit jobs, every single one of them. And yet they're lecturing people who, I don't know, plumb your house. Keep you from getting murdered, put out the fires when they start, rescue you after a car crash on the highway, build the building you live in, pave the road you drive on, grow the food you eat. Those are the deplorables? Really? Good luck when the power goes out, honey. You can call your average college administrator to save you. So I guess all I would say, and I will stop with this, do not, write this on a note, post it to your fridge, do not allow the worst and most useless people this country has ever produced, who've added nothing of beauty or value, never fought a war to keep you free, never done anything for you, they just sat and watched as your communities died and laughed and got richer, do not let those people for one second occupy the moral high ground. They're all Tim Walls. They are. They're guilty, and they know they're guilty. That's why they're hysterical. When you see Kamala Harris, before she fully gets control of herself, you can see that glint of fear in her eyes. She has no idea what she's doing. She has no idea how she got here. She's never done anything in her life, and somehow she's the Democratic nominee. She could be elected president. And for one second, because the camera does tell the truth until people pull themselves together, for one second you can see Kamala Harris in total panic. I'm Montel Williams' side piece. What am I doing here? That's how they all feel. They know how inadequate they are. They know how guilty they are. They know how Jeffrey Epstein died. And they're terrified that you will find out. So do not let them give you a lecture about anything. They are not your moral superiors. They're your moral inferiors. They are lucky you let them live here. And never forget that. So with that, I want to invite on a friend of mine. Thank you so much. Sorry, I kind of lost control.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
When we followed God, we had nothing but prosperity and success. When we got rid of God, everything fell apart. I mean, people think Texas is a boom place. It's got the crime, the filth, the Satanism, the degeneracy, the pedophiles. Pennsylvania, gorgeous state, fell apart in 10 years. California, one of the most beautiful places in the world, total deep red. Ronald Reagan, total crap hole now. It's spiritual blight, and people are recognizing that because now they understand we are getting sucked down a vortex into literal hell, and we got to reach back up to God, and God will take us out of this.
Is it... You've been saying that for decades. I've always wondered, I've asked you this like 20 times in private over dinner. I'm proud to say we have dinner. But I ask you this, you never give me a straight answer, but since there are thousands of people watching, maybe you will now. What's it like to be vindicated on everything?
I mean, it's scary because, I mean, I realize that with a lot of power comes a lot of responsibility. And a lot of times with the media, I'll joke around satire-wise, and I'll see it at the cover of the New York Times. And clearly, people aren't seeing the video. I'm saying it's a joke. Like, Jones wants to kill his neighbors. No, I said, if there's a nuclear war, we all collapse, and my kids are starving, I run out of horrible food, I will eat the liberal neighbors, not my conservative ones. It's more of a joke, but so when people take what I say so serious, I joke a lot less. I used to joke a lot, but now the show is not, it used to be like half comedy because I like to have fun. So I take it really serious now because I realize they twist everything. So it's a lot of responsibility, but I also wish I was making predictions with the proviso that if you call the White House and tell them don't fly planes to the World Trade Center and then bring in the police state and then invade the Muslim countries to bring them in here, not even go after radical Islam. If you do all, I was saying if you call the White House and tell them don't do it, they may not do it. But of course I'd have a big enough audience, people didn't believe me, so we couldn't stop them. So I make these predictions about probable futures because I can see all the evidence pointing towards it so that we can stop it. But now the good news with Elon and you and so many others that are fully awake and reaching a lot more people than I ever did, folks are really waking up and their knowledge curve is going parabolic right now. So we're in the driver's seat, but that makes the globalists very dangerous and the empire is going to strike back.
How?
Well, they always love to pre-program it. So Klaus Schwab is, a cyber attack will make COVID look like a minor inconvenience. Kind of in a Russian accent instead of a German one. Of course you will eat the bugs and you will love it. But these are real quotes. We don't need too many people in the future to polish the robots. These are real quotes. You all know Harari. Oh, the future's not human. You're just obsolete. We're going to be the gods. I don't believe in God now, he said, but I'll be the God of the clouds. Ray Kurzweil at Google, he says, I don't believe in God yet. I'm going to become a God. But to do that, all you folks who just want to be good, decent people and live a good life and experience God's great creation and love God, you need to be gotten out of the way for the rise of their new uber-mentioned Superman. So we're right back to all of that, and that's why you have the official plan of depopulation by the UN down to 500 million. That's an 80-plus percent reduction. That's official. That was on the Georgia Guidestones in Georgia until somebody blew it up, but nobody got hurt, thank God. So the agenda is you're garbage. You're just a consumer. You're like weevils in the pantry eating their flour or something, and you just have to be gotten rid of because you don't fit into their beautiful, magic, wonderful plan. I was watching the Davos group. They have meetings all the time at their World Government Summit about a year ago when Elon came on via video link, and he said, listen, people don't want your world government. It centralizes things. It's tyranny. People are rejecting you. We need diversity of countries and sovereignty and peoples, like firewalls in a building or bulkheads in a ship. But in some of the other meetings, they had these globalists that were going, we're just doing something so beautiful, what we're bringing them. I don't know why they're opposing us and don't trust us. Well, because you just want to depopulate us because you're selfish, demonic pigs who love the raw power of destroying people. Because America, for all its faults, was the best house in a bad neighborhood. And the whole world for 100 to 200 plus years, but really the last 100, aspired to come here, aspired to have our freedom, and the globalists can't have this country exist and have their horrible global technocracy, slave plantation, AI system in charge if there's a place that's still free and open compared to everywhere else. So we've got to be brought down and used to bring tyranny to the world while we're being destroyed and while we're paying for it. So the whole world turns against us and we collapse. And so the idea of America is discredited so that other people around the world don't ever try to go the path of our republic, which is diametrically opposed to their globalist satanic death cult. And that's why they're attacking America. It's the idea and the spirit that is incompatible with their global slave state. And that's what the Bible tells us, is there's an outside force putting powerful people in positions to carry this out, to keep humanity from reaching its potential destiny. And God gave us free will, and so there's the tester there. And so that is the mission and the existence of Satan, whether you believe that's a real thing, as I know it is, or an archetype. Regardless, it's there. And if you read the robber barons 120 years ago and the social Darwinism that came out of it, they wrote books and said, when we do evil, bad things and kill people en masse, We are the apex predator. We're doing them a favor to make them stronger. So it's really just eugenics. But at the end of the day, you study the globalists, they're not just trying to kill the weak and the infirm and the low IQ, which is you're not supposed to do as a human made in the image of God. You're supposed to build up the weak. Christ said, suffer the little children. What you do to the least of me, you've done to me. Better for you to have a millstone tied around your neck and be thrown in the ocean. But the globalists put fluoride in the water for everybody. They hate the smartest and the best and the freest because it competes with them. And so they're trying to stop their competition. Those people that love God and have free will because we're much stronger and more powerful than them, but we don't seek power. And every moment they're thinking if we wake up and take back control of our destiny, it's over for them. So that's why they hit us with the 5G and the GMO and all the garbage and the glyphosates in their own documents is to stun us and poison us so that they can dominate us, not because they're strong, but because they're weak.
Everything you've said about the chemical poisoning of the human body is now just kind of accepted. Like, is it weird to see science catch up to you?
Well, I mean, look, what happened, and I knew what they were doing. This is like 15 years ago. I did like an hour-long analysis from South African University and a university in Japan, a university of, I think, Rice in Houston, and the University of Berkeley in California, that just a little bit of atrazine would bend the gender of almost all the frogs, sterilize a lot of them, and turn a large portion of them where they would try to have sex with males. It confused them so much in their development as embryos floating around in the creek or pond. And so I did all that science. Then I said, listen, this isn't about hating gay people or something. This is about chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. And I went on to say, and then their populations collapse and they die. And the frogs are a microcosm of us. Well, then within 2 weeks, every late night comedy show, every one of them came out and did a monologue and attacked me. And then it turned out later that they were being directed by major foundations and the CIA. They even later bragged, oh yeah, Chuck E. Schumer, we work with a body with him and a foundation. They actually came to them with a script that said attack Alex Jones because they went, ignore the hour of serious stuff he talked about. Make it a joke. So their joke about frogs made it blow up even bigger in their face. But you have to understand, they know people don't believe the news anymore, at least for 20 years. So it's the nightly comedy shows that are totally written by the globalists, and they give the comedy writers what they want them to do. And so whenever you see them, like, oh, look, the shots are good. We're all getting them. Take 10. It all works wonderful. Arrest Donald Trump. That's literally the CIA, the Carnegie Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation assaulting you when you're at home drinking a beer trying to watch some comedy. And so that's, I mean, I didn't, people think I predicted, God, he was right. The frogs are all turning gay and then they're dying. You know, no, it's been known forever. And that's Bertrand Russell. He wrote back in the 60s, he said, we ought to have a world government that just drops hydrogen bombs on most of the populations because they're too big a population will have wars. So we have to have a controlled nuclear war and that'll fix it and, you know, create all this. And he also went on to write a bunch of books. You can go pull his quotes up. And so, I mean, listen, they used to have, all these top globalists were very honest about it in the 70s. They used to have, like Paul Ehrlich, you can pull this up on Twitter or anywhere, X. Paul Ehrlich goes on a TV show in 79, one of the big Hollywood shows. He goes, listen, we're working with the foundations, and we're going to have every father figure be lazy and stupid and dumb, and that'll break up the family, and then the kids that do live, we'll control them by the state, but everybody else will abort the kids because there's too many people, and we'll all be dead by 1987 at current rates. It's Malthusian. None of it was true. Like Al Gore saying by 2017, all the ice caps would melt. They're bigger than ever. It's all lies. They know it is. But back then, they were very honest about he was all over, you know, 60 Minutes, you name it. Oh, yeah, we're going to destroy the family because the family creates people and too many people's bad. They're public. So almost everything I say is from these dirtbag scumbags. I mean, you go read the World Economic Forum. They say no humans by 2045, only cyborgs. The future's not human. Listen, I remember reading in scientific publications when I was first getting on air 30 years ago, because almost no shows like mine then, so I was on a bunch of radio stations, you know, got a local station, figured out how to syndicate, called a syndicator, you know, said, hey, can I get on? They put me on a bunch of stations. And boom, and then people are sending me stuff. So I had like MIT Quarterly coming to me saying, we've made the first humanized mice that are part mice, part human. We've made the first goats that are, part spider that create body armor, but we don't show the public these facilities. It would freak them out too much. That's 30 years ago. Now you hear about the humanized mice that are part human, or salmon that are part grasshopper that grow twice as fast and kill all the real normal salmon. And just, folks, Tucker talks about aliens and absolutely stuff going on. The globalists are making aliens by mixing humans and other animals and insects and plants, and then they put them, they gestate them and use cow uteruses to grow them. This is going on everywhere. So it's like a breakaway whole civilization that's separate from us that the globalists have, with life extension technologies and cures to cancer and Parkinson's. But instead of giving us all the cures, they're keeping that for themselves, and they're just getting ready to wipe all us out so we don't even have access to that, whether you think of it as moral or not. But they even had, people didn't believe me when I talked about it, when I was reading the documents, because we weren't on TV then. I'm reading this on air, and people are thinking that they weren't all getting MIT Quarterly. Then MIT, about 7 years ago, looked this up. Humanoid hybrid chimeras are gestating at facilities across the United States. And it goes on to say, part pig, part human, part cow, part human, so that they won't be rejected by the cows that are growing them. They then harvest the organs, they harvest the stem cells, and they've got facilities now with thousands of cows per facility with humanoids growing in them. And this is in the literature, and they don't like me because I go, here's the literature, but they won't let you on the basis. And let me tell you, with the spider goats 25 years ago, I call up one of the places in New York where they've got spider goats that are part spider, okay, and their milk makes body armor. And I get the head guy, a private contractor in the Pentagon. He's happy. Like, he comes on. 2 days later, he calls back. He goes, "The Pentagon's really mad. They didn't even tell him it was classified. They're going to kill me if you don't take down that interview." Okay, so you're hearing all this. Look up spider goats, 30-year-old stuff. Okay. All of this, so as good as I tell you stuff is, it's also bad because there's a breakaway civilization that's really in like the year 2045, according to their estimates. They've already got way more advanced AI, everything else. But they can't get full control of the human population yet, because in an hour, if we wanted to tear up all the equipment and the AI systems and shut it down, we could. It's not that it's bad in of itself. It's how it's being deployed against us. That's why they've got to get rid of the farms and the ranches and the gardens and people knowing how to build things and do things. They've got to make us obsolete first, and then they're going to release the real bioweapons that kill the majority of people. That's why COVID was just a drill, they admit it was, to get us locked down. So when they release the real bioweapon, you just stay at home and die like you're supposed to. But we're not going to do it. And if they release the big bioweapon, we know who to go after, Bill Gates. We'll get you in your bunker. And Zuckerberg will bring you to justice, legally and lawfully, through the court system.
Well, you've completely freaked me out. I got to
say. People always talk about the crazy stuff I said before that they I'm in. Everything I just told you is not even hidden. You're going to be like, what, human clones for 30 years spliced with animals? And they're splicing humans with fish, with lizards, everything else. It's all public. They get some little corrupt local politician. They promote him to mayor. They promote him to state rep. They promote him to Congress. They promote him to the Senate. They promote him to the presidency. And all they want is a few gold bars and hookers and a private jet. They just read what they're told to off a teleprompter. They're total puppets. There's no real statesman. So the statesman, like Massey and Paul and others, you know, they try to shut down, they try to shoot, they try to kill. And you get a good old American like Trump, who loves the human system, loves his kids, loves his family, loves his grandkids, loves his golf courses, and he's like, we're going to get rid of this? I don't want to kill all the people, I like them. And so it's going to be the pro-human future, Team Humanity, that I talked about with Elon Musk. He agreed. I said, should we call it Team Humanity? He said, yes, on air. It's Team Humanity versus Team Dehumanization towards Team Death. It's Team Humanity versus Team Annihilation, Team Mad Scientist. And at the top of the food chain of the New World Order are these old, degenerate, inbred, crazy families with King Charles right at the head of it, total eugenicists, just like his dad, wanted to come back as a virus to kill 80% of the world population, Prince Philip. You've got those horrible, disgusting people and all the big banks below them, and then the mad scientists that are there offering life extension and all this to these elites are the real people controlling it. They're the technocrats that are bringing this system in, and we're like an old school or an old church. They just like demolish it, wipe it out. You know, these people, they want too much. They want their freedoms. Just kill them, because they believe they have to have a world government to stop nuclear war, but then they proliferate the nuclear weapons themselves. Oh, they've got to have a world government to stop a bio attack, but then they release the bio attack. And so their excuse is, well, this technology is too dangerous. We've got to have a smaller, more manageable world population so we don't all kill each other. But then they're the ones that actually like to kill people. They're the ones that are actually the bad people. They're the ones that have to be removed from power and have the keys of control of society taken away from them. But first, it's kind of like Thanksgiving, where the parents are over at the big table and the kids are over here picking their nose at the little table. They see us as like little kids. We got to go over to the adult table and read what they're writing and saying, because they're so arrogant. I've read hundreds of books and thousands of white papers where they openly say, you know, humans are a failed species. We're going to get rid of them. The future's not human. You've all know Harari and others. And they're literally talking about exterminating us. And if we don't stand up to them, then in a way we actually deserve it. But our children don't deserve it. So you need to research how evil your enemy is. Because to defeat your enemy, you got to know who your enemy is. And your enemy is the globalist, transhumanist, new world order. Trump comes from a hospitality family.
Yes.
And so his dad, from the time he was 6 years old, would leave him in the summer all day at a building site. And I'm going to tell a story. I've harped on this a lot because it's a microcosm. It's like a skeleton key or a Rosetta Stone. If you understand this, it's like looking through a keyhole, you see the larger universe. On Mother's Day this year, the evil New York Senator, Chucky Schumer, put out a post on Twitter, and you can pull it up, and he said, I'm basically quoting it exactly because I've quoted it so much. He says, I want to wish everybody a great Mother's Day. My daughter and her wife, had me over to their house to grill. He called it barbecue, but he said, this is wonderful. For multiple generations, we've always been in high-rises and have never had a backyard or cooked meat. And I was thinking, oh, that's human. That's nice. Maybe he'll become a human. And then I looked at the grill, and it was fresh patties with a piece of cheese on it, and he's trying to serve a raw hamburger. Okay, so the point is, so many of these ultra-rich people and elitists and other poor kids that grow up in the city, you know, who are impoverished as well, they literally grow up in a tiny little room with a television and crime all around them and all this crap going on and sirens, and they've never been out in the woods. They've never been fishing. They've never been out to the desert. They've never traveled the world. They've never ever had a real job. They've never anything. And if you look at the politicians and Democrats particularly, they are not connected to reality. So to them, everything human is scary. They want sanitized, shrunken. I mean, if you look at Democrat Party politicians, they look like a demonic spider sucked their life force out. So these are...
Wait. I'm sorry. I want you to stop. When you look at a Democratic politician, they look like a demonic spider sucked their life force out. I just want to acknowledge that as a great description.
And you've been around them in person, so have I. I mean, the vibes, I mean, 20 feet from Hillary, you repel. It's up there like jack-o'-lantern. I can't make face. I mean, horrifying. And they're slithering around. And I mean, it's like, and then God bless her soul, Sheila Jackson Lee or whatever just died. Before she did, she gets up and she goes, I saw that eclipse. It almost burned up the moon. We know the sun's the same size as the moon, and the moon is hollow and glows. A lot of them aren't even evil, but they're dumber than hell. And the globalists are counting on that. But look, knowledge is infectious. How the world works is infectious. They don't want people to get excited about knowledge. And once you do, it's addicting. And people ask me all the time, what do we tell young people to do? The opposite of what Hollywood tells you. Anything Democrats tell you, anything politicians say that are leftists, anything Hollywood says, anything BlackRock funds, it's simple. It's like somebody handing you cyanide or fentanyl. Don't take it, don't get near it, and just love your family, be strong. Don't feel bad because you don't have a bunch of money. Don't feel bad because your truck isn't new. Don't feel bad. No, you've got a soul and you love God, you love your country, you love your family, and you are a trillion times richer than people like Zuckerberg and the rest of them. So be confident. Be confident and know you were born to be in this time, and you've been under covert globalist attack, but you're not a victim. You're not a loser. You are the sleeping giant that now has awoken, and our enemies are afraid, and they should be afraid.
Who is Kamala Harris, and how'd she get here?
That's a great question. Well, Kamala Harris got the same amount of votes in the primaries as Ronald McDonald, which is zero. Kamala Harris is a soulless, truly empty flesh bag who was admittedly a sex operative, just like Oprah Winfrey admitted she was an underage sex slave. I mean, look it up, it's all true.
And you can find Oprah giving the girls to Weinstein.
Yeah, but
you can see the pictures.
And Oprah's admitted, and she's a victim of it. A lot of the victims of it become the victimizers. She said that she was an underage prostitute. I think it was in Chicago. But to answer the question, it's clear that Kamala Harris was a political sex operative. Willie Brown's talked about it, all of it. And then she was so soulless and would put innocent people in prison, know they were innocent on death row, home invasions, looking for legal guns, saying she'd do it. Then when she was the attorney general, she would put pro-lifers that exposed the illegal killing of babies right at 9 months when they were already born and the selling of their organs, including still beating baby hearts. She would put the journalist in jail for many years. That's her famous cases. So the system has seen her, has passed her around. They know she's super stupid, and they can bring her in like Biden and then blame everything that bad happens on her. And so she is the greatest example of a mindless puppet that they want to put in to further demoralize us to think that that's America, to make America a further joke around the world. But then, so that's who Kamala Harris is, a clear and present danger and a meat puppet.
Is Pennsylvania going to vote for Kamala Harris? Alex, is Pennsylvania going to vote for Kamala Harris?
Look, if we had a free and fair election, it'd be like Reagan in 86. Trump would get 49 states. But because of the mass fraud in states, once Democrats get control of your voting system, since the 90s, it's very hard to turn it back. I know Pennsylvania's tried to tighten up some things, and Texas has taken millions of, dead people and illegals off the voting rolls, and so has Nevada, taking hundreds of thousands off. So, look, the evidence, it's a long story, but Trump won in a landslide in 2016, barely won. People thought he was invincible, and he's going to win, no problem, in 2000, so he barely won, so they were able to steal it. He's going to have a bigger landslide in 42 days than he did in 2016. That's why they've tried to kill him twice now, and probably more times we're being told we don't know about. So if you got to get on your knees in the morning before, or in the middle of the night, or whenever you wake up, you got to get on your knees. You got to and tell God, I can't do this. I need you. I need you to come into me and take control. And leave God and direct me and tell me what to do. And you've got to change your values to where you don't care what the world says or what the system says. You care to do what the conscience that God gave you, that guardian angel that you know is right there looking over your shoulder, tells you to do. And you've got to not be a coward, and you've got to be strong. And the minute you step across that point, you don't even have courage anymore. You're on a mission, and you're not possessed by the Holy Spirit, but you let it in, and it's now driving and in control. And now you got God behind you, and nobody can stand against.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.